At some point, maybe I'll hear you. Hopefully somebody else comes on, then I can determine if it's me or you. But since the screen isn't switching, I imagine it's you.
How's that?
Oh, hey, there we go.
In fact, there we go. How's that?
Oh, there we go.
Is that it?
Yes.
There we go. Wow.
I'm dead in one of my
ears. And I thought you were just ignoring me.
But that's okay. No, I was not.
Yeah, well, I would. Oh, man, you got that fancy. How do you get the little thing?
Here,
John, half-ass engineer in that cool, crappy font.
Oh. Hush, you.
You
printing hipster.
Yes, I am. Can't help it. Hey, Scott!
Hello.
Hey, I still have to mail this book to you about perfume. I've got to get that out this week. So you can send it to your buddies over at thing. So send me an email to remind me. Because you know my schedule is so open.
Yeah.
I need to schedule stuff.
Well, guess what? I don't know if I should wait for everybody to come on, but I'll give you a preview. I went to Disney World.
Why?
Well,
was it gay day? You didn't even go on gay day.
No.
Oh, my God, Scott, you just ruined the whole experience for yourself.
I'm going to explain. We went down to Orlando because my mother was having an operation to clear up some cataracts.
Ooh, yeah.
And while we were there, she hadn't seen me in a while, so she said, let's go to Disney. And it's like, okay.
Wow, instead of sitting in a diner, let's go to Disney because I will be bored of you in 10 minutes.
No, we've done, Disney's like a thing.
Okay. I don't know, Scott, this is the first time you don't seem like John and his family are Disney folks.
We haven't done it in a while.
Okay.
We haven't done it in a while, but when I was a kid, we used to go to Disney fairly regularly because one of the things, especially when mom went active service, is they get deals.
Yeah? Like what kind?
Like cheapo tickets.
Like how much?
Okay. I think our four-day park hopper tickets were like $170. And I think generally we're talking like, I think mom said 500 normally.
Holy John, is that right? John.
Yeah, say that again. What?
Park hopper passes.
Yeah.
Four days.
How much?
Oh, they get their usually it's about $100 a day. So Florida discount, you might be able to get it 4 days for $300 maybe a person.
Oh, wait. Now, really, see, Scott? See, he got it for $170.
Mom serving her country, she got a 4 day park hopper pass for $170.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the military has their own hotel on property.
Really? What is it called?
Shades of Green.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I did know that. Yeah. You run past it when you're in the marathon.
Oh.
Yeah. And they like totally remodeled it. It looks great. I mean, we didn't stay there because mom's place is like half an hour away, so we didn't bother. But still, it's like, it's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly threw up.
You threw up?
Nearly. Because
the teacup ride?
No, Mission Space.
Oh, Mission Space is a bastard.
Yeah. Yeah, and for some reason, I just said, fuck it, I'm going to go on the orange one.
Why?
Idiot. That's even worse.
Because I'm a fucking idiot.
There's like three or four levels to that. I think one of them is stationary.
Two. Orange and green.
No, there's three then, because one of them stationary.
No, they only offer two.
Green?
Orange was bastard, and green was like kitty version.
All right, here we go. Going to look it up.
He doesn't. So, okay. So what happened? You almost threw up.
Well, what's funny is, are you familiar with Mission Space at all, or do I have to...
Listener, listeners, listen to the magic that Scott will achieve with his audio remembrance. Go ahead.
Well, first they launch into space, and that's
first,
fucking...
Hold on, Scott. First, you need to wait in line for 45 minutes. Go ahead.
No, no. When I went, I only had to wait 10.
All right.
So, they launch into space, and they do that by spinning you around.
For real?
Is that time that you acted like you were handicapped?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, no. No. I'll get to that in a minute. I finish Mission Space, and I will tell you what happened after that. Foreshadowing. Okay. So first they spin you around, and it really feels like you're being launched. That, I mean, they've sent the astronauts to run that thing, and what the fuck?
Sorry, my cat's standing on the laptop, so
Wait, so Scott, let me make sure I'm following you so far. So they spun you right round.
Baby.
Right round?
Baby.
Yeah.
Was it like a record player?
If it was only
right round?
Oh. Right round.
No, it's more like a centrifuge on CSI where they spin you around to separate the it's a lot worse.
A centrifuge or a centrifuge? Because my house is so old, there really is.
Hey, I don't want to see cat butt. No cat ass. Get that cat.
Okay, I don't have my video turned on. Is Aaron dressed up like a cat again?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, shit. I'm so glad it's not on.
Okay. Then you're in orbit, and you're weightless for a bit, and then you go into second-age thrust. You do a gravity shot around the moon. That's enjoyable.
I had one of those at a club one time, and it fucked me up for about an hour.
Yeah. Now, the worst one, and what's weird is it doesn't feel like the worst one, is you finally get to Mars.
Yeah.
And you're about ready to fly down. Of course, the automatic pilot fails. You have to do it manually. And so you're going left, right, up, down.
Scott, hang on.
Was your mom, like, backseat driving? I hope she was.
Oh, hell no.
Scott!
She wouldn't ride Dumbo. That's how bad she is. Yes.
What?
Oh, I thought you wanted to say something.
No, you were talking about left, right, and having to do it manually, and I wanted to make sure we were still talking about landing on Mars.
No, we're still landing on Mars.
Okay,
because
good.
The thing was, while I was doing this, this is when I got slightly motion sick for some reason. I don't know why. It wasn't like severe being turned, you know, going left, going right, and all this, but for some reason, it just was like, okay, I'm getting a little crazy here. And then we landed, and then everything was fine. But it's fairly intense. Your cat loves. It's just such a diva.
Yeah, welcome to my world for the last 2 weeks. It's been a nightmare.
Well,
do we need to send help? Now. Blink your eyes once if you need to send help.
Now, Aaron, you do own a cat owns you now. So I mean, you chose this life.
Well, I said before, having a cat is not really having a pet. It's having a roommate who just can't feed itself. I need you to open its doors.
That will change.
So
that will change.
So you mean a kid is what you're saying?
Yes, I'm essentially dealing with a fuzzy toddler at the moment.
Okay, now the whole handicap thing. My mother has what she says she has flat feet from the army, so she has some sort of condition, supposedly, that makes it hard for her to stand for long periods of time. So when we got to Epcot, we did Disney World, Magic Kingdom the first day. We walked around, did stuff. Then we did Animal Kingdom, and then we went to Epcot. When we got to Epcot, Mom rented herself a wheelchair. And guess who had to push her around?
Bugs Bunny.
No.
Oh.
Wrong theme park.
Oh, okay. Sylvester Stallone.
Is not a small woman. She's...
Tom Brady.
She's hefty. So I had to push her ass all over Epcot.
Is she wimpy, 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 though?
What? Wimpy? What the fuck are you talking about?
It's a joke just for me.
Is that Google whack, John?
Wait, are we still talking about landing on Mars?
Nope.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we're talking about me pushing my mom's fat ass around the Epcot.
I feel bad.
And I'll tell you how bad the fat. And I'll tell you how bad the fat ass was.
So let me ask you a question though. Did you push the rest of her around or just her ass?
It felt like all of it. But anyway, when we went to Magic Kingdom, we went to the Haunted Mansion, and they say on signs that you can get up to 3 people in the Doom Buggies. No, not with my mom. It was a tight squeeze.
Did you say Dune Buggies or Doom Buggies?
That's what they're called, Doom Buggies.
Oh, okay. All right, just checking. I thought maybe this was – because they do the Haunted Mansion with, like, the Nightmare Before Christmas as a mashup. I thought maybe they had done something with, like, the Little Mermaid one year.
Oh, no. Little Mermaid has its own ride.
Of course it does.
Of course it does.
I thought that maybe they had done something with some sandworms or something.
No,
that would be great. Either the Beetlejuice or the Dune variety.
We did see the electrical Main Street parade. That was cool. Although it's rather interesting. We watched it and they had like all the classic. They haven't added anything to it. I think the newest thing they had in like all the little electric floats is like Pete's Dragon. They don't have anything like Lion King or. Whatchamacallit, Little Mermaid, stuff like that.
Yeah, and apparently they're remaking Pete's Dragon, so.
Yeah. But, you know, it was fun. Oh, John, you might know this already, but we found the best place to eat in Magic Kingdom. Liberty Tree Tavern.
Yeah, that's where we always go.
Yeah, and you know why? Family style.
Because of the long pig?
No. Oh. No, they serve everything but long pig. They have a thing called Patriot's Platter where they give you, like, first they give you a salad, and then they give you plates of meats. You know, turkey and roast beef and pork and mashed potatoes and vegetables and mac and cheese and stuffing and just... It's all you can eat, family style type thing, and it's only $30, which for Disney is pretty impressive. And then there's cake
per person, just to clarify that.
Oh yeah, per person, and then there's cake.
Now you said it was delicious. It was called the Patriot Plate.
Patriot Platter.
Oh, Patriot Platter. Was it originally called the French Platter?
No. In this case, it was all American.
9/11 jokes.
I'm sorry, is it not post 9/11 jokes? I'm not joking about the incident itself. Let's be clear.
Your cat's a dick.
Oh yeah. I'm so the reason why I named her Yoko.
Oh. Ouch.
I originally named her that because I thought there should be at least one living being on this earth called Yoko that people love. But it seems to have bitten me in the ass in the sense that she just seems to be embodying. I also feed her out of a bowler hat.
Now, the question is, will she get on the mic at some point during the podcast and wail and warble incoherently?
Well, I know you can't see right now, but she's currently playing with the mic stand.
I can certainly hear it.
Yeah, she's close to doing fulfilling the full circle.
I think.
Stop chewing cable, Jesus Christ!
She's not listening.
So Aaron, I think
a spray water bottle, something to like stop it.
Oh my God, a spray bottle with scope in it.
A spray bottle.
Scope.
I think when we get to the end of the podcast, we'll just have a very feline voice saying, "The dream is over."
Number eight.
Oh my God. Aaron, you have never learned to control the pussy.
Oh, wow.
I'm not dominant enough.
sad.
Come on, up here.
Does it obey you? Really?
Oh, one of the things I learned when we were in Animal Kingdom.
Everything costs a lot of money.
Well, that's just a given, and that's all Disney. No, in Animal Kingdom, well, there were several things. One, they had this really neat in the Asia. They have like the walk through India. See how they add the animals of India. They have this little pavilion where they have all the various like birds. And it's so fun when we have birds to deal with because Mom is deathly afraid of birds. We don't know why. Nothing happened in her childhood that would make her afraid of birds. She just is. So it's always fun to see Mom just scoot along out of the pavilion because there are birds. But those are neat.
Scoot along, and she got like worms or something.
Jesus Christ!
And she had to run.
Is she fear of?
Thanks for the image, Ridge.
I'm just asking.
For some reason, we don't know why. That's the thing. There's no trauma, no nothing. She just is.
What kind of birds? Is your mom Tippi Hedren?
Oh,
that would explain a lot.
That's a whole other thing.
That would explain a lot.
There's a whole other thing, but no. The birds at the pavilion were like partridges,
vultures,
and pigeons. No, not vultures. They were like little birds, fairly little birds, stuff like that. But no, Mom was just – she just walked briskly through there because she just couldn't deal.
She's going to absolutely hate it when they open the Condor Man exhibit.
Probably, for various reasons. But you know what they're building in Animal Kingdom? Avatar Land.
What?
Avatar Land.
Okay.
They're going to have blue people in Animal Kingdom. For some reason.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Me too. That's my reaction.
I think I had heard that, but I'm still confused as to why.
Why? It's like James Cameron world, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know, I never saw that film.
Yeah.
Good.
It's gorgeous.
Did you finish?
Yeah. It was.
I told you.
Did you just ask?
What's going to happen?
Did you just ask if your cat finished?
No, there's a smell of shit, and I'm like, did she fart or is there a poop somewhere?
Wait, are we still talking about your cat landing on Mars?
Yes.
How long have you had this cat? Did you just get it?
2 weeks, Rox, and she's leaving me on Saturday because
You're done. I'm done.
Yeah. I've learned the hard way that a 5-month-old kitten and a 1-bedroom apartment do not mix when you're trying to work from home.
Oh my god! What? You are insane, Aaron!
I know!
God! Yeah. I adore you, but you are insane!
Oh yeah. For people who don't know, I officially, as of yesterday, I'm unemployed, which is great because I've been looking forward to this forever. I'm trying to be funny full time now, and as to trying to be funny part time. So I've been working from home for the last couple of weeks, and it's been great. And I was getting stuff done. Then we got a cat, and my memories of having a cat was growing up when, you know, we got one when I was 4. She lived for 17 years. She was like my best pal. But I forget that, you know, when she was a kitten, I was a kitten, and I was a
is this some weird Bala Yaga story that I don't know about?
Wow.
Origins of Aaron.
Which he lived with Alf.
And time has not been good to me. My neuroses has grown with every year. And I am just not able to handle this thing. So the last couple of nights, I've been working in the hallway at night time on my own. Because the cat has made the living room her dominant space. So let me get this straight.
A 5-month-old... cat has driven you out of your.
Wow.
Well, now you know what it feels like to be married.
Ooh.
So I've been very lucky in the fact that my parents, who have a nice half acre of land out in the country,
run free.
I promise to bury it.
He's going into that.
Wait. So you're sending this animal to the farm?
Yeah.
To the farm.
But weirdly, I'll be able to visit her there, so it's all right.
Although, sure. She runs off. Becomes feral.
That's right.
She grows four times its size.
It's going to get tusks.
Your parents are like, we're afraid.
We have to live in the hallway.
Yeah.
Hey, it could be worse.
Wow.
You can put a bomb on it and give it to the IRA.
Oh, geez.
Wow, Rob. Bring it back to the 80s, why don't you?
How could you bomb this face? How could you bomb that face?
Oh, witch.
Look at that face.
I'm so glad my video's not on. I'll be sneezing right now. What, Scott? Yes.
Which I just saw because it's buns.
Scott, there are some things.
Hey, Scott. Scott, I saw you.
Which I think I'll be checking out now.
How are those buns, of you in bed, Scott?
Of course you did. Who hasn't?
Yeah, Scott, they just needed a little buttering. What can I say?
Oh, wait a minute.
Huh?
What does that mean? Hold on.
I'm just talking about...
Shut my mouth. You're just talking about parquet?
Hang on. And guess who just showed up?
Hey.
Buns on Facebook.
Oh, okay. They're edible, too.
And she drops the mic and leaves.
Oh, she's not getting out of this conversation that easily.
Oh, no. Yeah, hang on. This is Aaron, it's like your cat. She just left. She can leave any conversation anytime she wants. Why do you think I'm in the basement? The upstairs of this house is her dominant space. It's my hallway.
Which, do you need help? Do you want to order a pizza?
Do I want to wear a pizza?
Order a pizza. Never mind.
Oh, that.
Apparently somebody is dialing the pizza.
Please.
What are you doing, Aaron?
Oh, my God.
Well,
so, I hear your buns are edible. What's going on?
I'm eating a donut. I don't care.
No.
Yeah, Aaron, you are much funnier when you're full-time. I'll tell you that.
Now, we're not going to have an argument whether these are buns or scones, though, are we?
Jesus.
Oh, call French. Back like 2 years. 3 years. Shit.
So wait, hold on. You Frenched your buns. I just want to put that on the record. You Frenched your buns. Other well, rolls. You Frenched your roll? Does that make it a baguette? A French stick.
A French Aaron, stick? Whoa!
Aaron, ask her if she likes big buns.
Are we talking about croissants on the Mars? Is that what we're doing?
Okay.
And ask her if she's lying about it.
Oh. So when you really like bite into that bun, it's like a nice, like soft taste of it.
The cat is in front of the screen now. Jesus Christ, it's like scary.
I'll go back to
Wait. The cat's going for the cherry. What?
What?
You wish. I'd be much more vulgar if I was drinking that much tonight. Last question before I go. Did he butter your buns before he ate them? Oh, excellent. All right. I will talk to you soon, darling.
And unless I am not mistaken, bye-bye. That's a sexual reference?
Aaron has
Lidge, I mean this in the best possible way. I love your wife.
Soft and sexy.
Yeah. Yeah, you got drunk dialed even though he was sober. Yeah, I heard.
So
he can't get drunk. The cat has taken control of the fridge.
He has a liquor.
It's literally eating my headphones as we speak.
I'd like to welcome Aaron's cat to Weekend Justice.
Meow.
This thing really is Yoko-ing us. It really is.
Yoko, you are now a verb.
Of course. Oh, of course. Sweetie, darling.
Come on.
That kind of makes Aaron John Lennon?
No.
No, yeah. I've always been George.
And by that, he means George from Of Mice and Men.
Lenny.
Look at the flowers, Kitty. Look at the flowers.
What are you doing now? You're instigating him.
So...
Cat's currently chewing my headphone wire. I'm trying not to get attacked here. So I'll just hold on. Are you recording this video feed, John?
Yes, sir.
For any cat lovers, get Dan to watch this video.
We're gonna have a video outtakes this year.
You're gonna be huge on the internet. We got a cat.
We got a cat now. This is perfect.
It's all done.
Oh yeah, I listened to the outtakes. Bit and oh, a witch, all the feels.
What?
For the intro.
What?
What? What?
Your intro!
What? He's forgotten what he's said already.
No. I'm sorry. Scott said the word feels. That usually means like a criminal proceedings. I'm concerned now.
Feels. It also means don't look at it.
Are we talking about molesting the planet Mars?
No, which is he's speaking in the kid vernacular, and all the hip young ones these days are talking about their feels.
Kid vernacular, wasn't he in the Legion of Superheroes?
No, I believe he won the Royal Rumble.
He was in Young Justice. I'm glad somebody won the
Rumble. What is the cat doing now? The cat is eating the foundation of my apartment building.
It's eating my soul.
It's calling Cthulhu.
She's currently chewing the bottom of the tripod for the microphone.
She's coughing up a hairball on my
Can't you
speed.
Give it like a hair or something to chew on?
Pussy.
Exactly.
Hold on. Let me give her a penguin from Madagascar. Hold on.
You gotta go. He's gonna go all the way to Madagascar, so we might want to just go ahead and go on without him.
I want to just talk about the next subject. What was the next subject?
I don't know.
Oscars?
Well, hey, didn't we not talk about the fact, Rocks, last time that Tilda Swinton was not nominated?
Snowpiercer?
Talk about that.
For Snowpiercer, yeah.
I don't know why not.
Because I haven't seen...
This is a genre movie.
Well, it is a crowded field. Almost everybody that didn't get nominated, you can sort of see why, just because all the nominees are really strong. This is the year they needed 10 nominees in all of the categories, but not for Best Picture.
You know, I watched Dallas Buyers Club for the first time last night, and I'm not quite sure that it was the Best Picture.
No.
I'm not sure that his performance was all that great.
Yeah, but he's, like, dying and stuff, so that always gets you an odd.
I mean, I have to say, the last couple of years, the Oscars have kind of made some really poor decisions.
That's why I don't bother. Hey, I stop watching, and every time is when they diss Farrah Fawcett when she died. I was done.
Hey, Rox.
Yes.
I did apply for the seat filler thing, though, for us again.
Okay. Good.
Not that they'll pick us, but yeah.
I'll go as Tilda Swinton from Snowpiercer. And you can go as one of the conductors.
Can you wait? Rob, what if you went as Tilda Swinton and Rob just wore a shoe on his head?
That works. Yeah.
Okay.
Pay the show.
We'd have $8.30 and change. We could be hobo to the stars. We could just ask the stars after they leave the red carpet for change.
He's drunk dialing me. Hello.
She's gonna complain. Three.
Hello.
Two. One.
Hello, Lee. Maybe she just butt dialed me because nothing's happening.
Mm.
Lee, blink if it. No, wait. I can't hear you blink because I can't hear you at all. Is she still even on? No. Okay, I'm not sure what just happened. This is very strange. People are calling people off of it. This is like a made-up podcast now.
I can't get it out.
Exactly. So yeah, I was looking. I was looking at Best Supporting Actress, which is where she would have been, and honestly, Meryl Streep shouldn't have been nominated for Into the Woods. So,
no.
Did you see Into the Woods?
Yes, I did.
What did you think of it?
It was all right. It wasn't great.
Well, part of the problem is that it's like what I said about Watchmen, even though Watchmen was a better adaptation, is that it's probably the best feature film version of that story you're going to get, because I know why they changed what they changed. I don't agree with it, but I understand why. Like, for example, a two-act structure doesn't work in a feature film normally that they're trying to do to a broad market, because seeing the show, the first act is a complete story. Then you have intermission, then you come back, and there's another complete story. So they mashed it all together and sped up the pregnancy of the baker's wife in order to make it all happen quickly. So I understand why I don't agree with it. Same thing with splitting up the wolf and Cinderella's prince. Oh, she's trying to call me again. Hang on. Hello? Hello? Hello, Lee? Hello? Caller, you're on the air.
She knows you're not Art Dwyer, right?
Art Bell.
Wait, hang on. I'll send you a different link. Okay, bye.
Aaron's had to move into the other room. He's been kicked out of the...
He's actually in the fridge now. Okay, hang on. Because I thought Chris Pine was a fantastic Cinderella's prince. And I thought Agony, I missed the second Agony because I thought the first Agony was so much fun. And I would have loved to have seen him as the wolf. And I missed the narrator, even though it would have been hard to pull off the narrator in that film. But I thought the people they cast were all great. I thought Anna Kendrick was great. I thought Emily Blunt was great. I thought, oh, God, Rob, help me, the baker.
James Corden?
James Corden, thank you. Yes, yeah. I thought he was fantastic. And I don't know. I mean, I enjoyed it, but it if it gets people interested in the show where they'll go see the show, then, you know, rock on.
Well, the weird thing is Meryl Streep was like the weakest link in it. It's not that she wasn't good. It's just she seemed kind of out of place.
Part of what kept taking me out of it for her was that I hated all of her costumes.
Yeah.
which is why I'm sort of shocked and appalled that it's nominated for costumes. But I mean, I thought she was fine. I thought she sang the part well.
Yeah.
I did not like the end, because her song Children Will Listen is basically performed as a disembodied thing. So it was like, why are you taking that away? You know, why not bring them back? Why not do some kind of curtain call? And I'm like, but if this is, because this was like, this is Rob Marshall, and this is the guy who did Chicago perfectly. So,
yeah.
And he was having to deal with Disney. So I'm thinking this is probably the best he could manage. And he had, like, no budget. So, but anyway.
Well, that was weird that Disney even tackled that, really. Because it's not a children's.
Well, I just think it's impressive that you know, not for me to be optimistic for once, which isn't like me, but the fact that Disney had basically that Hello Little Girl in one of their movies,
mm-hmm.
and had a Prince Charming that was an adulterous dick, and basically said, well, our take on this is that, you know, when Walt did his versions of the fairy tales, that was a version for that time. This is a version for this time, so we're fine with it.
Hey!
I'm like, what? Oh my God, is the cat there? John, is the cat there?
Ah, you
You shouldn't have put it out of your sight, Aaron. It's fucking teleporting cat.
It's this show's William appearance.
The William drop-in.
Ah.
And it all goes silent.
I thought I was waiting for William and the cat to team up and attack John and Aaron together.
Oh, that'd be cool. Team up. Fighting crime.
Supervillain team up. Rox's favorite comic.
Yeah. We're all like that.
So, yeah, there's a ton of the stuff for the Oscar. I haven't seen American Sniper yet.
Boo Earns.
What?
Boo Earns.
Boo Earns?
Yeah.
What's that?
Jesus, Widger, you died out of touch. You don't know a Simpsons reference.
I don't watch television.
I know, but come on, The Simpsons, man.
Yeah, all 26 seasons, I'll catch up one day.
Well, FXX has them on the air.
Good stuff.
But yeah, there's a ton of stuff I have not seen.
John Dutel, you goddamn motherfucking asshole.
Oh my God, Lee is
never,
so hot.
Had these kinds of issues when we were on.
Lee, I this is the same rant that was last week, so just cut it down.
See everyone.
It's already been done.
Lee, you've always had issues.
How are you?
And not just your computer.
I think Lee's got into her mean drunk phase.
Oh, sweetie, I wish I'd been drinking. I can't anymore.
What?
Is your arm broken? Do you need to order
like
a pizza?
Everybody's lovely voice, which I've been listening to for the past 45 minutes. I've been listening to your lovely, gorgeous voices.
I had this happen last week, Lee.
Hate you, John. Hate
no,
you.
She has a technical issue. You guys claimed you never got the invite.
I totally got the invite. I kept clicking your little link. I turned my computer
on. Did.
I turned my computer off.
Are you on?
I did everything.
Lee, are you?
I am on Chrome.
Lee, are you like eating the mic? What is happening?
No, that's that cat. Sorry.
No, that's probably Aaron's cat. No, I'm not. And Aaron, you have a very, very cute tuxedo cat.
She is cool, but she's also sitting on the litter tray, so she's not making noises. How dare you?
And by
ladies,
the way, that they will always eat the cord.
Ladies.
Because it's tasty.
Yeah, it is.
Gentlemen, it's tasty. No, that's it.
Oh my God, this is awful.
John Boutel, motherfucker, don't even. Do not. You're not that cute. You're not. No, don't grin at the cute little mic. Oh, you look so cute. I don't know what.
Okay, which one of you is she talking to now?
I think she's talking to her son, maybe.
Boutel. I'm talking to Boutel. Oh, I'm talking to the evil one.
Hey!
And way to go, William. Scare the shit out of your dad. I love you.
I don't understand what's happening.
Scott, what's going on is that my chronic disease issue, unfortunately, has gotten worse. And so they've upped my meds. And until it gets better, I can either live or die by liver failure if I drink. So, you know, I like living.
No.
God damn it. We're losing, like, a great running joke.
No, that's not going to stop the joke.
Yeah, and also Lee is just as incoherent when she's sober. So
that is very, very true.
Yeah.
And Aaron is just as English per all the comments from Extract.
Okay. I do believe the exact phrase was British jerk. So, yeah.
British jerk.
Whoa.
Was exactly right.
What?
That was awesome.
Who called you a British jerk?
I don't know. It's anonymous.
Some anonymous commenter that said he was really glad the British jerk was much nicer this year.
I would say that it's quite possibly someone I know if they said that.
I'd like
to give the benefit of the doubt.
Are you sure they weren't discussing some sort of
all right,
anglicized spin on creeping cuisine?
Aaron, it was me. I made that comment.
Yeah. I figured.
He likes
spicy
stuff.
I feel like a British jerk is something that happens in one of Scott's clubs.
Hey! Wait, is that where you're jerking off on the wrong side of the road?
You go to the left instead of the right.
Whoa!
You're just incredibly polite about it, that's all.
Excuse me, pardon me.
The end result's very bland, though.
And if you're doing it on the tube, you just do it in silence.
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't tell me people do that on the tube. I don't know.
No, Lee, they do it
they
with...
do it everywhere.
Lee, they do it with the tube.
Tube sounds like a penis.
Hey!
Jokes are better when you replay them.
Wow.
That's Aaron's new t-shirt.
I don't know why I'm thumbs upping a podcast. This is the problem when you do a Google Home video. You start getting emotive.
And Aaron, by the way, many of us have figured out that John might be taping the video, and that's why we block it. Hell no.
No, there's never been a doubt. It always has been getting recorded.
So yeah,
but
based on
knowing John, I'll never get the footage, so it'll be fine.
Well, knowing John, Aaron, knowing John, he'll tape over it.
Ooh, right? That happened.
John, want to talk about that one? John?
Hold on, wait.
Lee,
what?
Hang on, wait. Lee, that was your... Hang on, Lee. Let's let bygones be bygones. That was your Fantasy Island marathon that you recorded back in like 1990. Can't we just all get along now?
Oh, I like how John's muted Lee. That's fantastic.
So, I guess
unmute yourself, Lee.
It wouldn't it be great if we had that at Dragon Con, though, that we could just, like, press a button?
Wait, Aaron, what you can do is... John?
I think I just gave John's fantasies a live airing.
Wait, we are talking about landing on...
Lee, you need to press the unmute button.
No, John, what we do is we print out a symbol. John, breathe. William, come back in and hit your father on the back. Aaron, send the cat to perform mouth to maw, whatever it is.
Ouch.
Something. He's dying.
I can't so unmute Lee.
John, we print out the symbol of that's appearing on Google Hangouts of the mic with the lion through it. And we just have someone go up. Like, in front of her on the table and hold it up.
She's back.
John, you motherfucker, I hate you so much.
Hey, Lee.
Hi, Rob.
Wasn't your New Year's resolution to be nice to John?
No. That is never, ever my goddamn New Year's resolution. Trust me.
God, she's even more belligerent when she's sober.
I'm a lot belligerent. No, I am belligerent because I am sober. Next question.
I feel like there's going to be like, remember that, if you've seen it, that episode of Father Ted where Father Jack finally had alcohol leave his system?
Yes.
And suddenly that moment of clarity was just like, curtains, floor, don't tell me I'm still on that feckin' island. Lisa's suddenly going to realize she's in Atlanta and run away.
It's like, oh my god, I live here.
She'll join
people.
Wait, you're
this is
my
not
kid.
Canada.
What if I have this kid? Aaron, she's gonna run off and join your cat on the farm and go feral.
No. Colin Farrell.
No, I'm gonna teach Aaron's cat Ella to eat all through all the cords in his house.
Better hurry.
Yeah, you got till Saturday.
The farm.
I've seen those videos.
Oh, and that was emotic quotes for the listeners. Scott!
I tried to put it in my voice, but I just wanted, like, the farm.
Yeah, never mind, Scott. It was a fail. I love listening to Rock. She's my favorite. I love Rock's
voice. Fuck you.
Lee likes me.
That's okay.
So Lee, I could ask totally what the... What the shot is if he joins after Agent Carter. But so what do you think about Chris Carter's new series, Getting the Boot?
Oh, the one that was on Amazon.com?
The after, yeah.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. It didn't make any goddamn sense. What were there, four episodes?
No, two? Just one.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds a lot like Chris Carter, because dear God in heaven, unless somebody's like beating him with a cattle prod, he's not going to keep to a schedule. Second of all, the pilot, which I did watch like three times because I wanted to make sure where I was on it, didn't make any damn sense. So yeah, I'm not at all surprised.
All right.
Not at all surprised.
Let me break in, Scott. Put on pants. Really?
Oh, dear God. Everyone put on pants. Pants.
No!
Pants are important.
There's a reason why I have the video off.
Oh, dear God. Put pants on.
Pants of the past, jeez.
No, you don't have to put pants on. It's okay.
God, nobody wants to see the starfish on your couch.
Whoa!
God, Rob.
Oh, my God. Wait, Rob.
You had to take it to a dark place.
Rob, I am not naming... Rob, I'm not naming this podcast Starfish and Coffee.
Oh.
Okay, I'm sorry. Wait.
Or we can name it after a Limp Bizkit album.
How about Nickelback?
That would be it. I'm sorry.
No, wait. Lee, do you like Nickelback?
Aaron, that would be a Limp Scone.
Only one song. Only one song.
And Cookie. They did it all for the cookie, apparently. That's right, folks.
And on those sites that you go
full time. Full time.
Potato browsers. Otherwise, you have to have pants on. John, what are you drinking beer-wise? I saw it.
I am drinking a New Belgium Accumulation. It's, of course, a white Indian pale ale. And I'm enjoying it.
I like the idea of there being beer wise and anti beer wise, like a clock.
So, so I sent my the other day I was working on the Pinewood Derby cars in the garage, and I sent my and my my buddy was over, and I sent my daughter up to get.
You're such a Boy Scout.
He's such a Boy Scout. Oh my God. Dude, he has the
he's got the hat and everything.
So
he's wearing the hat instead of pants.
John. Do you have the full outfit? Just asking.
Oh, actually,
yes,
no.
I do. Of course, I do.
John,
I have
to. Are you waiting? Are you waiting the little cars?
Yeah, of course.
Legally.
Yeah, all the way up to $5.
Yeah, you put pennies on them. Yeah,
no,
you put
no.
Pennies on them.
No.
Oh
no, that's not Pinewood Derby. Sorry.
No, it is Pinewood Derby. Some people do that. Some people do that. But I drill holes into the wood car. Into the wood base, and then I melt lead. I melt lead and I pour it into there.
All right, how come your kid is not doing this?
He does.
Yeah.
Because he'd fuck it up if he did it. That's why.
But anyway, so I sent my
like a real dad there, Aaron.
Woohoo!
Way to go, Dad. Way to go about instilling those values. Woohoo!
Oh, like what? Wait a minute.
So, wait, I want to know, John, you own a crucible?
Oh,
no.
Arthur Miller play?
No, yeah, I don't. Yeah.
I think it's that religious.
Wow. More weight!
I melted it.
Just scream.
More weight!
Just put more lead in.
That's the son. More weight, Dad!
More weight, William, more weight! God damn it, I will not have a loser as the son. More weight!
It puts a lead in the plank,
William,
but it was a soul.
William would never be a loser. He's awesome. We love William.
It's a joke. Buddy, come on.
Aaron,
no,
get with
be
the
nice.
Promise.
We love William.
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah?
Do you want to race me? I'd race me.
So I said...
No. Widge, I have friends from Europe who went to boarding school. And when you talk about racing, you really don't want to. There's something about biscuits and racing and bad.
Oh, no, those are scones.
No, those are soggy biscuits, and you don't want to do it.
Oh.
Aaron, am I right? Aaron?
I've been made aware of the soggy biscuit phenomenon.
Thank you.
It's one of those things, though, that I don't think is real. Because it's like donkey punches. It's like it's stuff that's made up by people who've never had sex.
donkey punches?
Yeah,
no, somebody else is doing this. Somebody needs to explain donkey punches, Leon.
I will gladly explain donkey punches.
I can't wait.
Hold on, hold on. Let me get your theme music going. Hold on.
Welcome to Master Hello. Perv Theater.
Are you? I was going to take that joke. I am Alistair Sexy. This week, basically a donkey punch is apparently at the moment of climax. If you punch the other person in the head, it is supposed to heighten the orgasm. I think it's bullshit, but there you go. That's a donkey punch.
By the way, FYI, it is bullshit. It? Trust me.
Stop the podcast. I want to hear why.
He's telling it wrong. No, what happens is
Lee has caused lots of head trauma at the magic moment. She knows.
How do you think I got a kid?
I got one. By punching your husband in the back of the head?
I thought you bought him.
Is that
no, I didn't buy him. Dear God in heaven, no, I did not buy him.
No, you'd look after something you bought a lot better.
I'm glad you guys
you'd
are coming.
You paid good money for that
fun.
Kid. You'd look after it better. I'm just saying.
You'd probably feed it once in a while.
Okay, but while we are talking about kidlit, teenlit,
yes. Aaron, it's least to own. It's least to own.
Yes, ma'am.
Just go with it. Has your daughter taken the PSAT yet?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Sexy.
No, not at all.
Wait, what does that mean over there?
She took it at school.
It's a test before the college entrance exams.
Oh. Okay.
So,
yeah. Over in Ireland, it's called a damp scone.
No, it's not.
Oh, right.
Hi, Tuffley. Hi, is this a parenting for a podcast?
We'll talk about it in a minute, Duffley. Hush up.
Yes, how right. to raise your perv.
So, John, seriously, how many colleges have sent her stuff like daily?
Oh no,
she parenting show fisting.
Stop it! Stop.
Harder, what? Harder! Oh my God.
Duffley, hush up for a second. Hush up.
She
we'll
just,
have dinner with you tomorrow night, you she, bastard. Shush up.
She just took it. I mean, literally, like, 2 weeks ago.
No, I gotta right, leave so, before I make this really bad. I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Oh, whoa, why are you going to the bathroom?
Wait, on.
You sick bastard.
Wait, oh, shit. I knew I'd make it worse.
There's something stupid. They haven't paid him to do that.
That guy looks dirty.
Hush up, Tuffley. All right, so, John.
Yes.
My kid took it in freshman year and now sophomore year.
Right.
He literally is getting 2 to 3 college letters saying, "Hey, please applies to us daily." It's ridiculous.
They want him to send an application in daily? That seems weird.
They literally do. They want them to, like, oh, come on, talk to us. Talk to us. Talk. You want to go here? We're well, awesome. Talk to us. No, seriously.
Is this a humble brag?
Actually, yeah, Lee.
This is not the best
one. Lee, what's the best one? Phoenix.
Killing oh, so many trees.
Kepler.
Bueller.
Especially because, very Hogwarts. Honestly, I happen to know he put his email there because I got an email from another college.
So, viewers, if you'd like.
Oh my God, DeVry. DeVry.
Liberty.
Not DeVry. Liberty.
Not Liberty, not DeVry. No.
So viewers and viewers and listeners, if you'd like to donate to PayPal to get Lee a pop guard, I will deliver it.
He's got. He literally has gotten colleges from everywhere. Oh my
Let's
God!
Harvard,
the good ones. Where
he has gotten from every Ivy League, but one that starts with an H and one that starts with a Y.
You can say those. Harvard.
Oh no, she can't.
From every Ivy League, but Harvard, and yes.
Ooh, send him to Princeton.
So
he wants to go to Columbia, actually.
Hang on.
Ooh, good choice.
Yeah, because they got good coke over there.
I'll put him on the mailing list for the Avalon School of Astrology.
Oh, dude, he got something. Well, see, that's just it. So we get something from, like, Columbia or Princeton or Stanford, and then he gets something from middle of nowhere Arkansas, middle of nowhere South Carolina, even though I have –
middle of nowhere, Atlanta.
Did he get the pamphlet? Wait a minute, wait. Did he get the pamphlet where you have to draw Tippy, the little turtle? Oh my god. He's sending mail to my house.
Hey, Lee?
I'm going to sign him up for the American Medical College of Homeopathy.
Stop it, Widge.
What?
Do not help.
I didn't do anything.
And Rob, he's gotten two from universities in St. Louis already.
Oh, good. You should still send it to Bob Jones University.
No. There are many schools on the list. There is an oh fuck no list.
You can send them that school from Dead Poets Society.
We could put you in and get him a desk set.
Sounds like you can just build him a desk.
No.
So what is it? Is one of them Washington University? Lee?
He's gotten a couple from the far west.
There's St. Louis University, which is good, and there's Washington University. If he goes there, he could be neighbors.
Yes.
Or we have an extra bedroom here.
Maybe. I don't know. I gotta look. I don't know. There's a big pile of shit. I am not joking.
Is Aaron's cat over there?
He wants to go to school here. I'll let him stay out late and drink.
Stop it, Rob. You're not helping.
Rob, he's going to do that anyway.
Oh, and Boutel, by the way.
Yes, ma'am. Yes?
Yes? What was that?
It's
your daughter's getting...
Is it redacted? What's happening?
All I heard was your daughter getting, and then she blacked out, and I'm just like, oh, what's happening?
No. His daughter is getting so many... you know, links and emails and everything else from women's colleges. I'm getting there.
Oh.
Stop.
Go ahead, call her. You're on live.
Okay.
But Lee, I want her to go to a real college.
Sober. This is sober. Lee, don't worry. I'm going to sign him up for the World Institute of Scientology Enterprises.
Oh, dear
God.
Hey, they had a Super Bowl ad.
They had two.
No, the one with the drowning kid doesn't count. That's somebody else.
God damn, those damn commercials.
Okay, Tuffley, do we get to talk about Agent Carter now?
Just run the fucking ball. Yes.
Oh, shut up. Agent Carter is so awesome!
Dear creators...
I just shot your wad right there.
Dear creators of the Levelator software, thank you. That is all.
You're welcome. No... Here's the thing I'm loving about Agent Carter. All right, so first of all, Peggy is awesome. Second of all, it is actually a little microcosm.
Oh, really? You don't say.
Oh, Jesus.
Fourth.
W-K-R-4.
Guys, don't tell she blacked out because she's going to have to try to repeat herself.
Yeah. And number four is Peggy.
Better keep going.
No, when you go from four to four, you need to scare
Aaron and John. I hate both of y'all, which means that you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to let you talk about Lost. Fuck you.
Right.
You know what? Judging from the comments, it's probably a good thing.
Problem solved. Problem solved.
Love talking about that shit. All right.
Hey.
So the other issue is what?
Mm-hmm. Lee, I think Trinity College at some point had a phrenology degree.
Oh, motherfucker!
Degree.
No, shut up. Okay. Shut up.
They also had a degree in Neo.
No. By the way, and Agent Carter. Shh. Agent Carter. Peggy screws up, and yet she's still really, really cool. She's still awesome. We don't care that she screws up. She is still awesome.
I am.
Aaron, how is your cat not howling from that?
Well, the light lamp was on.
It's not a dog, Scott. The cat's not going to pick up on Lee's high-pitched caterwauling. No pun intended.
Oh, stop it.
What?
Keep going.
Stop it. Keep going. Which is it?
Oh, my God.
Make up your goddamn mind.
BJU? Really?
Click on it.
Gun Jones.
Aaron's suddenly interested.
Wrong. No.
You can get a ufology degree at the Metaphysics Institute.
Yeah.
The thing I like about Agent Carter, and I think I don't know if we mentioned this last time or not, but the fight sequences are really awesome.
Oh yeah,
they make me happy.
It's well, not here
they
yet.
Are,
there's no
they are really awesome,
here
and
yet.
I love it.
Sense.
I love it that people. No, I think.
Wait, hold on.
We're not spoiling anything.
Ireland or the UK? No,
hold
I don't know
your
dick, about. I'm not worried.
All
I'm
right,
not
we're not spoiling anything.
I'm not worried about.
Aaron,
spoilers.
Are you worried about spoilers?
I'm generally sad that we haven't gotten it yet. That's all I'm saying. All
right.
There's no UK or Irish channel that's picked it up. But it seems.
So the same channel that's airing Shield isn't airing Agent Carter right now?
Yeah, it's weird.
But can it be legally acquired?
It cannot legally be acquired, but it can be legally acquired. So I haven't done so yet. I'm kind of waiting to see. Hopefully something might start airing in a couple of weeks. I don't know. But no advertisements yet anyway.
Yeah, the episode we're getting this week has the Howl Commandos in it. So I'm looking forward to seeing that tomorrow night.
And Agent Carter, in some form or fashion, is an Ant-Man. So.
Yes.
But Tuffley, don't you think the issue there is that people fuck up and yet they're still good people is a really interesting part of the show?
I don't know about that. I guess I suppose if you're coming up with the douchey 40s guy thing.
No. Peggy.
Oh. Well, no, Peggy's not douchey. She's fine.
No, but she screws up, as does Jarvis. Peggy and Jarvis screw up, and yet they're still awesome.
Oh, okay.
All right, whatever.
I'm sure there's a redemptive arc that you're trying to go for here, so I'll plug into that.
There's a course on alchemy and psychotherapy at the University of Philosophical Research in L.A.
Hush,
there's a redemptive narrative right there.
Yeah. I want to turn your Jungian hang-ups into gold. What?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh. Huh. I don't understand.
So as I was saying, I was downstairs making the Pinewood Derby car. And
keep going.
And I sent my daughter up to get me and my buddy a beer, and she came back down with the most.
Whoa, wait.
Yes,
you sent your daughter.
Yes,
I didn't finish.
You a beer?
You will talk about her turning his daughter into a bar.
Really?
Wait. Lee, shut up.
Full time, folks.
Full time.
Go on, John, with your story.
So she comes back down. Out of all the beer that's in my beer fridge, she comes back down with the only two I have left in there of the Trappist 10, the Rochefort 10 or whatever it's called. I'm like, I'm just in the garage.
That's my girl.
I'm just in the garage and working with this wood. Hey, ladies.
You were adding lead to it, let's not forget.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's making it nice and stiff.
Way to go.
He likes to put lead into his pencil.
So I ask you, is she, does that make her a good daughter or a bad daughter?
John, please.
I'm sorry,
wait. Come on.
John, see, does it make her Lee's daughter who screwed up her dad's life?
What?
Huh?
What?
Okay. Lee.
Whoa, hold on. We went to a seriously dark place all of a sudden.
Lee, we can get him more of that beer. I promise they still make it.
I'm wondering if Lee's about to apologize for something we don't know about yet, because it could be some sort of going on here.
Dad!
She wants a redemptive arc. She wants a redemptive arc. She's trying to fight it.
Wait. John, do I have to apologize for something?
No, do I? Do you?
Think about it, John.
You always have to apologize for something because you're a man and I hate you.
Wow.
Well, you just said that like a girl.
The first chance she gets, she's going to give you an orgasm and punch you in the head.
Wow.
Again, this is Lee sober.
Or as she calls it, smack in the burrow.
I had so many sex bots, it was just not funny.
Sober versus all y'all drunk. Let's go.
We play six men and rocks in a room with Lee. Find out what happens next.
We've replaced Weekend Justice normal coffee and with new Lee. Let's see if they notice.
Wait, do I get to have Aaron's cat too?
Wait, this is just like The Bachelor. Go on.
You already have your own pussy. In the voiceover, we hear Aaron never has a second cup at home.
Lee, I think, is the Dan Brady of the podcast.
Hmm? I can imagine Lee going, Marsha.
I feel like we are punching a retarded kid at this point, though. I mean, I feel like this is something.
Over.
Did everyone see? I'm gonna somewhere.
Over here on this side of the pond, we call him Irishman.
Wait. Are we sure?
Marsha, Jan.
Now here's my question: is she more Jan Brady or Ian Brady?
Neither.
Okay, just checking.
Thank you. Good luck.
I'm Brady, though. What up, sports reference?
Dude, you know nothing about sports in the U.S. other than who won.
Madam, I have an NFL team that I follow, and I was watching the Super Bowl live from home on Sunday night.
No, wait. I'm sorry. What NFL team do you follow?
I am a loyal Cowboy fan for all my sins. This is happens when you have a lot of friends from Texas.
Lee, why is this funny?
And all of his exes are from Texas, too.
Lee doesn't eat a reason. She just laughs.
Literally from Texas right now? No.
I am in Dublin. This is very true.
He is.
I mean,
I know that.
Seriously, that's like having a fantasy team which has like Romo, Irving.
God, you know what that's like, Aaron? That's like living in Atlanta and wishing you were Canadian.
You know Michael Irving hasn't played for like 10 years, right?
Yeah, whoever. Shush. Don't tell him. He doesn't know.
Hold on. We don't know which year Lee is in right now.
We don't know what Aaron is pulling for his fantasy team.
Lee, it's not like American television. It's not like he's getting it two seasons behind, okay? He did walk along.
No, he's not.
Scott's getting it two seasons behind, if you know what I mean.
Gold star for Aaron on that one.
Wait, are you saying it's summer for him?
All right.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on right now. Does anybody else know what's going on right now?
I think we're still talking about landing on Mars.
I don't know. I just came in from the bathroom. What's up?
Did you guys see the picture of the guy who was like working on the Mars rover?
No. Was he naked?
Did he add lead to it as well?
No, we had like. So a lot of conspiracy theorists. There's a picture of Mars rover, and it looks like somebody is working on it. And many conspiracy theorists have said it looks like, you know, there's a human working on it. No, it's actually up on Mars.
Oh, that is just a still from the remake of Capricorn 1.
Yeah. Oh,
did you say Capricorn?
Capricorn.
I did. Did I?
He said Capahor. He said Capahor.
Oh,
I believe the correct term is Capahoe. If my kid vernacular, as we were speaking about previously, is still correct, which I believe it is.
No.
Well, you're closer to it than we are, so...
Screw vernacular the kids.
Lad!
Okay.
That is my next
and
word
on
of the week,
vernacular Rob. Lab, I have to go to bed.
Yes, oh, you do. God.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I love all of y'all. Love you, Aaron.
We love
Does
you,
that
too.
Mean
Your kid should be getting something on a degree in continental drift from American Volcanology and Geology Institute.
I believe it's actually in continent drift.
All right. Oh, God, there's not enough drugs. Aaron, what's he getting from your country?
Oh, my gosh. Can you wait for Lee's kids to take, like, biology and him starting to say, well, my mom has this cryptozoology panel stuff, and she believes that Bigfoot. Oh, my God. I
yeah,
want to be
I can just see the teacher going, F!
I can so see Teen Lick going, oh my God, do not judge me by my mother.
No. Does he turn on his grades when he brings his report card home from like A's to X's?
No.
Go, look, Mom.
Aren't you proud?
Find the truth, Mom.
No, we can actually like download them now. It's really scary.
Children?
Well, that's how she got Kidlet.
Yeah, she 3D printed him.
Totally. What?
Well, she legally.
Is that not how you're supposed to do it?
Is that why he's so wiry?
Aaron, that makes sense, because if she actually did buy him instead of printed him as disposable.
Oh, good God. I'm going to bed. Good.
Bye.
Bye.
Remember, folks, the Lee is out there.
What?
And now Aaron is like, well, if I go out in the hallway, I might be safe from the cat. But what if Lee is there?
You know what the thing is, though? I don't think Lee could sneak up on anybody. I think you'd hear her coming.
Yeah.
Lee, worst ninja ever.
Why are we hearing Lee coming?
What? I think I'm coming pretty good.
Oh, wait. This just in from the Daily Mail from December. The DNA analysis revealed that the Yeti is not a polar bear's ancient cousin. Lee should have stuck around for that.
Liars.
And it has been revealed that he is the father of this baby.
Oh, shit!
That's the best I
Welcome
had.
Welcome to the new Jeremy Kyle show.
I make Maori jokes. That's right. What up?
Oh, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, Maury Povich. Ladies and gentlemen, Maury Povich.
You are not the father.
Wait, go ahead. No, go ahead, Carla. I'm on a delay. Go ahead.
Shit, play that one again.
Oh, you want me to do... I'm not your monkey boy. All right, well,
Wait, ahead. No, go ahead, Carla. I'm on a delay. Go ahead.
That's actually not my laundry. That's actually Kim's laundry, actually. So that's why it's still there, not being done.
Oh damn!
That's fired. Now this is being recorded, right?
Does she do
Man
her?
Man down! Man down!
Let's be honest though, Scott. Anytime any of us are on this podcast, we're not listening to it. So
that's
he's fine.
What did he say?
Huh?
Even while we're on the podcast, we're not listening to it.
It's really not like reading a script. You're not really waiting for your bits to come up. You just don't.
Oh, don't start talking about bits coming up. Oh, shit.
Ladies.
Are we on the yellow sheets this week?
Are we talking about pencils again?
Oh, are we?
I was told to get... Slicky pens from Pencil from Doc.
By the way, Rox, are you broadcasting from the Red Room?
I am, yeah. Okay, I don't know why it's dark in here. I have a light. I don't. Damn. Did I pay the electric? I thought I did.
John, I know I have no control over it, and I'm fine with having no control over it, but I'd like to nominate, why is it so dark in here for the soundboard? I think that works in pretty much any random situation.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah.
First entry in the 2015 edition?
Yeah, I know.
Weekend Justice, it's always dark in here.
Walking outside, why is it so dark in here?
Oh, wait. This isn't my den anymore. I'm actually outside. Rox goes, this entire world is my living room.
Rox, the darkness covers the shame. All of it.
What shame? I have no shame.
I don't know, Scott. I saw your underpants.
You may need to turn some lights off, Scott.
I think we should make sure Rox pays her electric bill and make sure Scott does not.
Yeah, so send money to widsucks@needcoffee.com. Inkyfingers, oh damn. Yeah.
Rox is basically setting up a redirect.
Oh, disregard what was said.
Does anybody want to see Scott see After Dark?
No.
Oh, I know some people who would.
No, Scott.
Yes, they
no, because that means I might see Scott's moonshine.
Yes.
I've got to post the picture I took of him when he was dead asleep. So I have it.
The scary bit is she took it with her night goggles on, so it's all green.
Yeah.
How many photos do we have of each other sleeping? Because that's kind of weird.
I know. I got one of John and Ron.
Nice to have you back, Aaron. Keep it creepy.
Yeah.
He's full-time creepy now.
I know.
I randomly get like text messages of like Lee asleep at like all hours of the fucking night.
Yeah, we all from sneak who? Into her room. We all do it just to see her.
Although, well done on taking them down shortly before the podcast in your room there, Aaron. So,
yeah. Well, you don't see the other wall.
Oh.
This is like a True Detective with a fucking
you've moved them so they
diagram.
Can
diagram.
Yeah, this is like sheep's blood connecting one from the other.
Yeah, I think that's what we should all do. Is we should all do some sort of weird art installation where we create one of those obligatory. Let me post a bunch of random pictures and use yarn and pins to connect them all, so you can have like. You know, Bert and Ernie connected to John Wayne Gacy connected to...
No, that's how I do my schedules for the week. Don't steal my idea. It's patent, you know.
It's patent?
Yeah, it's patent. Ernie stands for the dentist is tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Actually, the strings are the bus lines.
A picture of Gene Hackman means a meeting with Jerry on Thursday. I mean, come on. How did you get into my house? Really? Damn people.
Well, you're the one who had the article published.
Yeah.
Like I said, they didn't get into the...
I didn't think anyone read it, though.
They didn't get into the sub-basement where you keep the submarines.
No.
It is literally
God. Oh, so we got to talk about that weird article that guy wrote about me on jackpsychogeo.com.
So that's for people who are crazy about geography?
Or people that are stuck in
1992. You know, the guy is a Jacksonville historian. And apparently, there was a woman, her name was Virginia King, and she was a local historian that apparently lived in my house before I moved here.
And looked a lot like Rox does now.
Now
she had a portrait in her attic, too.
Anyway, she was a character, and...
No.
Yeah. I know.
So and Rox was perfectly normal before she moved into the house.
Oh, John, my God, it's like burnt offering.
John, you can start running the Dark Shadows theme right under this, if you don't mind.
Okay, hold on.
Yes.
It's kind of like Amityville, except it's get in.
So one of our things we're planning on doing is hijacking a 95-year-old woman.
Oh, Jesus.
And driving her around the Riverside, Avondale area so she can tell us the history, because apparently this woman still has all of her faculties, and we're trying to organize it so we can have this audio recording of her just saying, oh yeah, and this is some laundry over here, and oh my god, I'm like, oh Tim, I really want to be in on this one. Oh yeah.
You're basically combining On Golden Pond and The Way Homer.
Yes. Oh my god, yes.
And a kidnapping.
And a kidnapping of
allegedly.
And season 5 of The Wire.
Yes. In a historic neighborhood, yeah. See what happens after dark in a historic neighborhood.
History Channel After Dark. Wait, but can we tie this to Nazis?
Damn. Yeah. Or UFOs.
Bootlegging, not Nazis.
Well, not only do we have to tie it to Nazis, but we have to tie it to ice trucking and beards.
Oh, not here. Beards, yes. Ice trucking, no. Sorry.
Just pour some water down. Just, you know, pretend.
Okay. Well, it's ice in a portable way, but sloshy.
How about a slushy? Slushy.
Are you talking about water?
What?
Are you talking about water, witch?
No. I wouldn't call it water, Aaron.
He's talking about Shaft.
I would call it dihydrogen monoxide, which is our special patented transportable ice.
Dihydrogen is also the name of a great metal band.
But it has to have an umlaut over the E in di.
Yeah.
But yeah, we need to find somebody. Now, Tim Gilmore, he's the writer. I'm going to make sure we get like a camcorder or something, because this will be awesome. Awesome.
Oh, get a bunch of girls.
What?
You going to take her to the hobo camp?
It's no longer a hobo camp. It's the Olmsted Italian Garden.
Run by hobos.
Italian
hobos.
No.
The hobos are gangster now. That's what they are.
No, they're not. They're not. It was acquired by the Kummer Museum, the Kummer Museum.
Rox is like, take the cannoli.
Actually, I wrote a piece for Swamp Radio about, you know, Rob and Janet's adventure with me, and the first time Janet met me.
Hey now.
It was fun. She was a good sport. She was. She's the only one that can calculate how much bail money three people might need for trespassing.
Well, luckily
I imagine she has a lot of experience in being with Ron.
To balance everything out.
What?
Luckily, she met Widget's wife to balance everything out, so she knows that somebody's.
Oh, she likes Kim.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true.
Well, Kim would be fine if she'd do her laundry.
Yeah.
I love you, Kim. Please don't hurt me.
You know, John, this is a Sim world where you're dying right now.
Didn't I die a long time ago? I don't remember.
Dying every day.
We've been here for 5 hours. You want to do introductions now?
Oh, no. Sure.
Really? Do we have to?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Have we? Have we really been here for 5 hours? Oh, wait, I haven't.
Oh, lucky you.
You sound about as delirious as if you had. Oh, I haven't.
I don't know. There's all sorts of pills on that.
Oh, that is so.
Look at that.
Look at that
pharmaceutical lab Tuffley's got next to his setup.
You know, it's meth. It's hard living in meth. That's what it is.
Are you putting meth in desks and shipping them off to the third world?
Yes.
That's awesome.
It's still strangely, it's not as profitable as you'd imagine it would be.
Oh, man, putting meth in Pinewood Derby cars.
Bitch.
See, that is more profitable.
Yes.
Actually, all the Pinewood Derby cars that lose, they melt them down and make wood alcohol.
That almost makes as much money per year as Top Gear. So, you know, John's just swimming in it.
And by that, he means literally Inwood alcohol.
It's only slightly less racist as well.
Yes, exactly. I saw, did you guys, Weekly Wipe came out.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, and there's a quick cut of like Top Gear, which is every Top Gear ever, which is nice. It's funny. Very on the nose.
I can't wait to see it. I have not yet, but I shall.
Is it like 9 hours?
What, Weekly Wipe?
No, the cut of Top Gear, every episode.
No.
Oh, no, it's like a 5-minute thing. I think you can see it on YouTube. I think that individual clip is available on YouTube.
Yeah, if you search Cassette Boy versus Top Gear.
Oh, God, that. Okay, I can see what this must turn into.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and do some intros. We'll do intros, and we'll do them starting now.
We've seen you staggering out of the work week, but now it's time to buck up, little camper. The weekend is here. This is a needcoffee.com podcast, and we're going to help you the rest of the way home. Stand by for Weekend Justice.
Justice. It's that Weekend Justice podcast here on needcoffee.com, the number one audio internet train wreck. We're here in the Hall of Weekend Justice with the Weekend Justice League, and I will endeavor to introduce them going from my right to your left. We have full-time Aaron is with us. Hello.
Meow.
Was that yo or meow?
It was meow.
Oh, my God. He's being taken over. We also have Tuffley with us. Hi, Tuffley.
Is it that Weekend Justice kind of like that darn cat now? Is that what we're doing?
I was thinking more like that girl, but...
Oh, okay.
And who's that girl?
I believe Eve is that girl.
And we have Rob is with us. Hi, Rob.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Nice.
Even I get that joke. What's wrong with me?
Rob, you're about that action.
Beast mode.
And we also have Rox's Fans House. Hi, Rox.
Hey, I'm all about the swizzle stick.
But this is
no
not
trouble.
I don't know.
Is that for swizzle?
So yeah. I don't know. I'm on drugs. I've got like cold medicines and things. No.
Can I just point out that basically Lee was sober and seemed drunk and Rox is on drugs and seems like Rox. What is going on? I had no idea you were actually on something, Rox. You're just Rox.
I know. I know, but I'm getting that weird, crabby, you know, eventually Kathleen Turner voice. So I've got a couple meetings, so I probably will bail soon.
All right. Joseph Scott C is with us. Hi, Scott.
It's hard to land on Mars with...
What?
Never mind.
That's the best intro for Scott ever.
And we have John Fianicki. Hi, John.
I could use some crystal meth.
Yeah, I could.
Scott, do you even know what crystal meth is.
Yes, yeah, I know what fucking crystal meth is.
They're that band. Oh, God.
So, as we listened from the last week,
we do?
Hannibal, I got a bone to pick with Huffley. Hannibal will be back in the summer.
Yeah, the summer.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. But somebody made a good point. Maybe. That it won't be...
I was so hoping you were going to stop there. Somebody made a good point.
No, they didn't.
Well, it won't go up against all the major stuff. So the only thing it'll go up against during the summer is, I don't know, the Dome 0.9 or something. Again, so they've got the Dome and some other crappy-ass show, Murder, She Wrote, whatever.
Big Brother.
Yeah. So it's still in production. I guess NBC doesn't produce it.
They don't. They licensed it.
Okay. Because it's funny because I tried to get into Constantine. And unlike Hannibal, which I really like the production value and I like the way it looks, Constantine looks just sort of like an after-school special.
I would watch the shit out of that after-school special.
That would be the best Christmas special, after-school special ever.
Yeah.
This is your brain on Pagan Curse. Any questions?
Oh, look at that cat! Look!
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Hellblazer Son of Man after-school special.
Yeah.
Thank you, Duffley.
Specials, it's like they used, the cheapest film going or something. So
actually, it was the 80s, and that was really expensive back then.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. So.
Wow. That takes me back.
Wow, now that I sure said where. That, maybe Paradise I City? Really rethink that on the way I watch it. Like, oh, okay, what did I learn today?
I can drive out demons, but wait, I can
That's
do
that right. Before. Yeah,
I can drive out demons, and Nancy McKeon was in a lot of these.
So that's what happened to Dana Hill.
I know.
You did a lot of demons.
Wait, this is almost a Facts of Life reunion special.
You know, I always thought there was something sinister about that gumball opening.
And now they're, you know.
They're demonic gumballs.
Yeah. What if you looked at almost any show as an after school special?
Like, really wasn't...
like Faces of Death?
Oh my God, yeah. Like, Yeah.
True Detective is an after-school special. That would be good.
Oh,
they just toned Faces of Death down, and it's America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, wow.
Faces of Death doesn't have as many crotch shots, does it?
But here's what I don't understand. So there's now apparently a whole bunch of shows that are basically doing America's – first of all, America's Funniest Home Videos is back. And
it never died. It never died.
Really?
No, they've kept it on the air almost the whole time.
Holy shit. But there's shows basically taking YouTube videos and bringing them to television like America's Funniest Home Videos. I'm like, are these for people that just haven't discovered YouTube? Is that how this works?
My God.
They're for old people.
No, you know what I want? I want a channel that – there was a show that celebrated public access around the country.
Is that
really cool? But
Rocks, is public access a euphemism for flashing?
No. Remember public access? I'm talking to Mr.
Kidding,
Luddite.
I know.
God. Okay. Anyway, for those kids that don't know, if you had cable, they always had a channel that local people could create their own show. And the one in Manhattan is amazing. But some of them are really awful. Like the ones here in Jacksonville, there was this guy who would dress up in a dog suit with glasses on and give a movie review. It's like, okay.
So you're saying Roger Ebert did a spot on these local stations?
Yes, he did. Yeah, didn't know.
And he was reenacting that scene from The Shining.
Wait, yeah. are you sure it wasn't
Cujo, Scott Cujo?
Are you sure it wasn't Gene Shalit? I'm just saying.
That's for the ice drivers.
With beards.
Yes.
With beards. Yeah. With axes.
Yeah.
I would like a show called Beards with Axes, which is about beards that have axes. And that's it. I don't know what you would do with it, but I would just like to watch it.
Actually, I'd like to see...
I feel like that's the name of a porno.
You know what? What they could do is like take the Golden Girls and just superimpose axes in all the women's hands. Just because... Dorothy, oh my god, you have an axe.
Wasn't that the spinoff with the hotel?
Did they?
Thank you for having an axe.
Wow, you know, Tuffley, it's kind of
yeah, remember
scary,
when the
you know you're so much Golden Girl stuff.
What was the name of that spinoff? Because I actually watched it.
Wasn't it Golden Place or something?
Golden Palace or something, I think.
Okay. Golden
Palace. And actually, I remember it had Don Cheadle on it.
Yeah, he was like the young porter or something like that, wasn't he?
He was like the young Don Cheadle.
Yeah, was it
Golden?
Really amazing what some people do.
He was cast as the young Don Cheadle, and that was amazing. Everybody thought, oh, we can get Don Cheadle when we need Don Cheadle. That's great.
Thank you for being Don Cheadle.
I'd like to have the Golden Girls and just splice Don Cheadle into every episode.
I'd like to have the Golden Girls.
Well.
Ladies.
I don't know.
Elderly ladies.
You know, Rose.
No, I think it's going to be kind of hard to, like, wrangle them up now.
Oh.
See, I was just going to ask him if he had a Big Lots, if they have Big Lots there. No? Okay.
No.
What's the equivalent of a Big Lot in Ireland?
I don't
Ireland.
Know what a Big Lot is.
It's like Aldi's.
It's a closeout place. It's a closeout place.
Oh, would that be like our pound stores? So that'd be like Mega Pound or whatever.
Get rid of crap stores. Old candy.
Then what are your brothels called if the other things are called pound stores?
Big Lots.
Big Lotties.
That's why they couldn't get the brand over there.
This is the pot that refreshes every 15 minutes on Injustice.
This is true.
See, you make jokes about branding. That's okay.
Did we do introductions yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Yes. Yes, we did.
I think we did.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I wasn't listening.
I said meow. I don't know that much.
You've lapped yourself in the podcast, Widge.
No, I'm not a cat. I can't do that. I can't reach. What?
I don't have opposable thumbs.
For God's sakes, if you can, don't turn on the cameras, okay? We don't need it.
I'm not putting on the camera because I'm not putting on pants.
Okay.
Or airs.
Well, I'm certainly airing it out, John, now that you mention it.
Woo!
Don't do it on the subway.
That would be the opposite, yeah.
I don't want to air out my tube on the tube. What?
The pneumatic tubes in your house.
Talk about his penis.
No, I'm Why sorry. Is it I was talking about you? The internet.
Circle gets the square.
Oh, God.
Is it just me? Are we been especially random tonight?
I blame Lee. I'm telling you now, she derailed everything.
Yeah.
And to derail an already derailed podcast, that takes work.
Yeah.
That takes she's special off-road. Talent. She's mudding.
She's mutton?
Yes.
That's his lamb.
You can have it. On that note, I'm going. On that note of mutton.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night, Rocks. Bye.
I'll send you that email. Okie doke. Good. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
So, Oscars?
So, Oscars. That Tilda Swinton. What a pain in the ass that she wasn't nominated.
No.
Wait.
Snowpiercer completely snubbed.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Was Ex Machina nominated for anything? I can't remember.
No.
Because that movie was pretty badass.
Which movie is that?
Ex Machina or Ex Machina, however you want to pronounce it.
I didn't see that.
With Donald Gleason and the robot lady.
Huh.
That didn't get a big release here.
Did it? Oh, shit.
No, wait. Yeah, this. Apparently, it. According to this, it was released in January, so it was released last month, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, if that's the case, then that would be just like Selma, because up until 3 weeks ago, it didn't have a wide release anywhere, so.
Yeah, Ex Machina is not being released here until April 10th.
Oh, so it won't apply until next year's Oscars then.
Right.
By that time, you should have Agent Carter.
Do you think Oscar will ever get over its like genre hate?
It can't get over its hatred of black people, so I mean, I don't think it's going to get over genres.
That's Hello. True. Good point. They're all racist over in Hollywood.
Well, that's not necessarily the case. 12 Years a Slave won Best Picture and everything last year.
I read a great article about this because we talked about how actually I don't even think the lead actor of Selma came out and spoke about this himself too.
Yeah,
because he was saying how you know Selma was too assertive a film about black people that like you know 12 Years a Slave is like oh look at the poor black folks going through hard times that's like you know if it's more almost condescending in a way in comparison to something like Selma where it's more you know exactly they're scared of those sort of films
which I wonder because
people talk about this.
Yeah, a group of round table
group
of white
guys.
Sorry, not the best.
Yeah, and we've been Irish when it's just like super white.
Group I mean, I'm technically ethnic, guys. But I don't think it counts.
No, it doesn't. Nope.
You're protesting a bit much there, Scott.
Huh? Which is odd for Scott. Anyway, so yeah, this is Alex Garland's first directing film, Ex Machina.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He wrote and directed it.
Yeah. But he and I'd forgotten that he wrote Dread, but then again everyone forgot Dread, except like me and five people.
Yeah.
I love Dread. I actually thought Dread was really good.
Dread was fantastic.
Which also featured Donald Gleason.
What's that?
It also featured Donald Gleason.
Well, there you go.
Obviously, they're busy mates. And it features Oscar Isaacs as well. And I think the two of them are both in Star Wars. And it features a girl, Alicia Vikander, if I get her name right, who was in Anna Karenina with Donald Gleason as well. So there's a nice little circle going on there. But I thought it was badass. And Wolven, if he ever gets to see it, I'm sure will write a very long essay about it for Need Coffee because it's all about that AI mad future bullshit.
Which is, I think, the name of his upcoming essay collection, Mad Future Bullshit.
Also the name of his future hip-hop album. I feel like it's a Kanye West album. That's a Kanye West album title, surely.
I think it is. I think it has been. He'll do it with Guy Paul McCartney and give him a boost.
He'll do something with Rihanna and Paul McCartney and call it that.
I like it.
Oh!
What?
I forgot to talk about this while Rox was here. Has anybody watched 12 Monkeys? Got up on it or anything?
I did.
Not yet.
It was actually...
You did?
I did. I thought it was really good. I thought we talked about this last week. Or two weeks ago.
Rox had only seen the pilot. So we didn't really go into too much depth in it because she only saw the one episode. But
yeah.
I forgot to ask her about it. No, it's, like I said, it's not the movie, but what it's doing is very interesting. It's really the guy who plays Cole has a very interesting take on, you know, everybody. It's like, you know, it's the whole, everybody's dead. I'm going to be erased from history. I don't care. I'm saving things. So, you know, fuck it. Let's kick some doors down. But they do more with the future aspect of it. It's like, you know, there are tensions between him and like the military that's still there and stuff like that. So there's a lot of stuff going on that's very interesting.
Now, here's a question. Is it one of these things where because it's a television version, they've done something terrible, like they've gone literal with the series title, so he has to find 12 monkeys,
no.
like one of them is Tales of the Gold Monkey,
no.
and
no.
one of them is Monkey Shines, the George Romero film.
No.
Actually, one of them is Brass Monkey, the song by Beastie Boys.
No, actually, that's oh. a, I don't think it's a bigger twist now that they've gone through several episodes, but one of the things is, in the movie, the Army of the 12 Monkeys was a red herring. But in the series, that's actually what's doing all this, or that is really what's going to cause the plague.
I would have loved it if it was like 12 Monkeys and that like it was a remake of that old samurai show where a monkey would just go and like jump up into the sky and float off on a cloud. Do you remember that one?
Dragon Ball Z?
No.
That was a live action. Oh my god, if you've never seen Monkey. Oh my god, you guys, you have to see it.
All right, hold on.
Is that like Lancelot Link?
It was this Chinese TV show. I think it was Chinese. It was a Chinese or Japanese TV show from around the early 90s. And it was an actual man monkey.
Oh, my God.
A pig man and a third sort of weird person. And they went on basically travels and had samurai adventures.
Wait,
but he had magical powers. It was called Monkey.
I'm looking at it now. Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
Hang on, I've got
Wasn't
it.
Wasn't that the thing with Ricky Gervais sending the stupid guy? Oh, no, that was something else.
There you go. Wow.
What the fuck?
Oh, that's not even the original one. That's a modern version of it. Hold
oh,
on.
That's the what? Reboot.
What?
Oh, my God.
They rebooted that. That's great.
Let me find the original stuff, because this thing was the bomb. It was completely like a head fuck. But he had magic, and then he could do his magic stuff. He would like wave his hand in front of his face and go, and then jump up into the sky and float off on a cloud.
Is this it?
Formed again and yet again, as endless eons wheeled and passed. Time and the pure essences of heaven, the moisture of the earth, the powers of the sun and the moon, all worked upon a certain rock, old as creation. And it became magically fertile. That first egg was named Thought. Tathagata Buddha, the Father Buddha, said, "With our thoughts, we make the world."
Stop thinking.
That actually does explain the Katy Perry halftime show.
Was it called Monkey Magic? Hold on.
Was it Monkey Magic?
It's just called
Monkey.
Yeah.
It's from 1978, and it aired for two seasons, I think. It was Japanese. Let me get a great picture of the original monkey. Hold on.
Was there an exclamation point at the end of the
monkey?
This is the original monkey.
Wait.
Oh, that was a monkey.
Oh my god, what the hell?
soundtrack by Chic.
This is amazing. I gotta find this now.
Well, you look. Here's some listening music.
No, no, no. I've gotta find it and watch it. Wait a minute. Wait, wait, here's the problem, Aaron. According to Wikipedia, which is always right, it was never broadcast in the U.S.
Oh, it was broadcast in the U.K.
Yeah, it was shown on local Japanese language television stations in California and Hawaii in the early 80s. But that was in its original form called Sayuki. So...
Oh, that just means if you plug your antenna in and try to pick up some of the local stations around here now, you can probably pick it up.
Because it's bouncing back from aliens.
Yeah, it's completely batshit insane. But I recommend anybody who enjoys this sort of thing. Yeah, pigs.
This is the only monkeys
horse.
We had.
No, those are the four monkeys. That's not 12.
Okay.
So, apparently, Aaron, here's your new quest. The book is called Journey to the West, which apparently is the novel that this is based on. And it was turned into a stage show in 2001.
Oh, is this the Damon Albarn thing?
I don't think so.
No, this is the Damon Albarn thing.
It was in the West End in 2001?
Maybe.
It was produced by the Young Vic in 2001. It was written by Dublin-born playwright Colin Teevan, following the play's successful outing in the London West End.
Do you mean Colin Tobin? T-O-B-I-N.
It's spelled T-E-E-V-A-N.
Over here we pronounce that Smith.
He's not famous. Right. He's not famous. Don't listen to them.
No, it didn't say famous. It said Dublin-born. In this country, that means born in Dublin. That doesn't mean famous.
Oh, okay. I just thought all of us were.
It was composed by Ireland's Keela.
The famous Keela.
Oh,
the famous Keela.
Keela, yeah. I met some of them. They're mad. They're crazy. They're crazy connected to the IRA and shit like that. It's kind of fucked up. Like, the brother of like two of the guys in the band, like, are in Sinn Féin and stuff like that. Yeah, like, it's kind of.
Oh, Keela. Gonna blow me up this evening.
No, I posted a link to a YouTube video for a monkey, which has like 17 minutes of like scenes and stuff. So if you want to get a taste for the show, it's in that YouTube link I just posted.
And the actor who dubbed the voice of Horse for the English version was Andrew Sachs. So there
Yackety
you go.
Sachs.
Something like that, yes. But don't talk back. So, list of media adaptations of Journey to the West. Oh, wow. Yeah, there's 7 stage plays.
Yeah, there was a musical version of it. Damon Albarn did it.
Yes, here you go. Monkey Journey to the West. It was 2007.
Yeah.
I'm going to cosplay this guy, I think.
It'd be a pretty comfortable cosplay.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Wow.
Well ventilated for
everyone's pleasure.
Just don't yellow face it.
Oh, Jesus.
Took you that
in
long.
3, 2, 1. Oh, John gets it now. He's used to racism, so he doesn't understand it's a joke.
Wit lag, 4 seconds. Oh God! Okay, I gotta watch this now. It's like when I discovered the Japanese Spider-Man series, because that's amazing.
Which is supposedly now Marvel canon.
What? Well, I mean, everything is Marvel canon, but what?
They're having a story at the moment where all the different multi-dimensional versions of Spider-Man, so like Spider-Man 2099, Ultimate Spider-Man, all the different Spider-Mans, like
Amazing Spider-Man, your average Spider-Man. He's okay, Spider-Man.
They're all thrown together.
No,
even though Spider-Ham is included.
Actually, Spider-Ham is included. Yes.
Yeah, that's not even a joke.
And the Raimi Spider-Man from the Raimi films and Andrew Garfield.
So what? they're all thrown in together, like through, you know, plot, but yes. they're all thrown in together
through insert something.
I would just like Kim, I would like when you listen back to this, and if you are, then God help you. But Aaron just basically summarized comics. They were thrown together because of plot.
Yeah, and yeah, so you get to see them all kind of interact. But yeah, the Japanese Spider-Man is there. I think they also the Indian fake Spider-Man from one of those movies in it too. But
wait, does Japanese Spider-Man have his robot?
Yes.
Nice. And can I say that I've spotted on Tumblr somewhere the Spider-Gwen?
Yeah.
The Gwen, that costume is awesome, actually.
Yeah, it's a lot of different comic book artists have sketched her just in their random spare time and posted them online and stuff like that. A lot of guys are really excited about that costume. It's cool.
So Aaron, what is your take on Secret Wars destroying everything?
Well, I mean, I get it. I mean, they wanted to close down their Ultimate line, but they had characters who were still popular, so they didn't want to lose them. So, you know, let's just figure out a way of bringing them to the regular universe. It makes sense to do it. I mean, Miles Morales is too good a character to lose if you want to shut down the Ultimate line. So, you know, yeah, bring him over to the 616. I don't know. I get it.
And Aaron, you'll be disturbed to know I'm actually reading a comic now.
Ooh, which one?
Injustice, Gods Among Us.
You should be reading fucking Saga. I don't know what's wrong with you. You're not reading Saga.
I'm talking about a spandex based comic book.
Okay.
That's all I'm talking about. Just because.
That's DC, so I couldn't give a shit about it. So.
No, I will say this though. It's actually really fucking badass. I'm cool. Just saying. And as I mentioned on the last podcast, it always bugged me and Bailey that whenever they did an Elseworlds about Superman somehow turning evil, he always repented at the end and became good because he was Superman and he had to. Yeah, that's not happening. they're something like, I don't know, they're in year three of this thing and he is evil as fuck and brutal as hell.
Well, this is based on the video game, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. I understand it's tons better than the video game, so.
Well, it's not too surprising.
Well, I know, but I'm actually enjoying it, so. And I haven't been anywhere near, superhero comic. I tried to pick up Infinity at one point, and I got a nosebleed about halfway through the first issue because I couldn't keep track of what the fuck was happening, so.
Did you ever get a chance to look at the Wicked and Divine book we got you for Christmas?
No, not yet. I have been, however, going by and rubbing the garden gnome chomping monster, which I absolutely fucking love.
Immediately that your name came up when we saw that.
They got me.
Is that a sexual reference?
No, they got me this little statue about I don't know, 8 inches tall or something. And it is a Godzilla-like beast tearing into about 3 garden gnomes. And I cannot tell you the utter glee it gives me every time I walk past it.
That is the weirdest dildo I've ever heard of.
If you were to try to put this anywhere, Scott, you would be arrested even more often.
I'm just saying. Handcuffs, come on.
Okay, handcuffs, come on.
Never mind.
When I've lost the train of the dirty thought, it's not going well.
And he was trying to put pants on his pussy not too long ago.
That guy looks dirty.
I know. I need to read Saga. I know.
So speaking of
how long is your list of stuff you need to watch or read or what?
I know, I got a huge list. I got it.
He's still posting his favorite music from 2012, Scott.
Now, but to be fair,
what the hell was that?
To be fair, hang on.
By the way, plug. But
but toughly, to be fair, I have listened to most of 2012's music. I mean, I have been working my way through 2013, and so far, let's see. Here's my spreadsheet. I have.
Uh-oh. You have a spreadsheet?
Yep, because I wanted to see how many songs have I sampled. I am not even through the C's, and I have sampled over 2,400 songs. Because you know, it's like I said, it always bugged me when it was like, well, what's the best movie this year? Well, I haven't seen all the movies, so I don't know. And I'm still, and thanks to all the fucking BBC Six music you turned me on to, Rob, like 8 hours of music each week I got to listen to now.
Sorry.
I'm like listening to Craig Charles and going, wait a minute, I haven't heard half of this shit before ever. And then Giles Peterson is like, where is this shit coming from? So now I'm like, oh my God. So.
But so, I found a record store where you can buy most of that stuff.
Oh God. Oh God.
Are you still doing your 2012 Odyssey?
Yeah.
Or you finished it?
I've finished listening. Okay. But I have all of my findings in another spreadsheet. Shut up, Rob. And
I actually think that's cool.
I had to keep track of it because I'm like I was going crazy. Why? What have you got, Aaron?
I feel like I have an album which you probably haven't listened to from 2012.
What is that?
It was an album by the Irish artist Fionn Regan. It's the Bunkhouse Volume 1, Anchor Black Tattoo. Yeah, it's his best record since his first one, his debut one, and I think it's it was his fourth record as well. But it's really good. I have a great video from YouTube, which I'll actually copy the link to now and send to you, of one of the songs from the album being played on a vinyl record on the top of a car in the mountainous countryside, which I feel is how you should definitely listen to this album. I'll post that. And so, yeah, it's a very acoustic Irish singer songwriter sort of stuff. But if you're looking to add to the list, that's one of my favorite albums from 2012.
Oh yeah, no, I'll check it out. I basically gave myself until. I figured if I hadn't found all the 2012 music by the end of 2013, then they must not have done a really good job of promoting it because I may have listened to it, honestly, because I was not keeping track of what I listened to, but I do have because I didn't want to re-listen to stuff and go crazy when somebody asked me something like, oh, did you check out such and so? Yeah, I have a list for 2013 of what I've listened to. How many albums on it? Those were songs. I gave you the number of songs. 277 albums so far.
I was kind of impressed with myself just for buying 12 albums last year. So, you know, you're doing better than me.
Oh, well, now most of this stuff I have sampled using Spotify and YouTube and SoundCloud and Bandcamp. And then when I find something like, say, you know, like the Welsh surf band, where I just go, oh fuck, I need everything that they've put out, and then I go and like snag everything, or the crazy Astro, like the Chilean space rock band, which is shit I never would have found,
yes.
You know, and I just go, oh, this is, and every once about by the time I get fucking sick of doing the experiment is when I find something like that where I just go, oh, this is badass. Totally worth it. So, yes, I'm behind on everything. But to be fair, like I said, I'm trying to be as extensive and complete as possible in my musical meanderings. In fact, I even have in my 2012 spreadsheet, I have the ones that I determined were not eligible because they were not actually released in 2012. There you go. How sad is that?
Pretty sad.
Yes, it is. It is incredibly sad.
But awesome at the same time.
So there was an eligibility for the project?
It just had to be released in 2012.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
So, Widge?
Yeah.
If it gives you any solace, there's Craig Charles has a whole series of compilations of music from his show.
Nice.
So.
The guy from Red Dwarf?
Yes, yeah. He has a radio show.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah, he has a radio show. It's been on almost the whole time Six has been around. Just about, I think.
It's awesome, Eric. It's fucking amazing.
I love Manchester stuff.
It's on Saturdays.
Yeah, he was on Radio Liverpool for a while, and the show did so well, he moved it over to Six.
Oh, yeah, I forget he's a scouser.
but he's playing all kinds of stuff, though.
I think they're on the third compilation now of stuff from those.
Nice.
So that helps you.
Yeah, so I'm Shazamming the shit out of BBC Radio 6.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
Sorry.
No, you're not.
No, there's two I purposely haven't told you about until you're ready.
Oh, fuck's sake. Just bring back Iggy Pop. That's what I want.
He's not dead.
No, Aaron,
have you heard Iggy Pop on Radio 6?
I remember Iggy Pop was a DJ on Grand Theft Auto 5.
Well, his radio show on Radio 6 was great. Jarvis Cocker from Pulp is doing it again, and which isn't bad, but Pop was just awesome.
He literally would talk about – he would play the most insane mix of stuff, which is a lot like my mind and how it works. I don't know why I'm saying literally so much, but he saw stuff like that's pretty much all I know about that, and then just move on to the next song.
And he doesn't really hold back either.
No,
he'll be like, I was really messed up the first time I heard this, so I didn't realize how great it was, or something like that.
It's great.
He'll come on to Miles Davis and go, that was Miles Davis. This reminds me of the Sex Pistols, and he'll just play it.
Yes, it's fantastic.
John, why are you on the call twice?
Google, I logged out of an account, and apparently it also logged me out of the Hangout.
Oh.
Because making this podcast is so hard, he had to replicate himself.
Yes, it takes two people to do this podcast.
It takes John and the cat.
And if you haven't heard Giles Peterson yet, it's pretty great.
I like the Huey Morgan show.
Who? Which one?
The guy from Fun Loving Criminals.
Oh, yeah. Well, problem is he was in Fun Loving Criminals. I know.
I own their albums.
That's okay.
I do too. It's fine.
Technically, Rox is a criminal and she loves fun. So.
Well, yes.
But it's not the band fun, I hope.
No, because the format was much better.
Yeah.
I would like fun a lot more if I didn't constantly go, yeah, but the format was so much better.
And now the other thing is Don Letts has a radio show on Radio 6.
Yeah.
He had Big Audio Dynamite, and he was like hung out with the Clash and stuff, and he's got sort of like a more of a reggae raga show, but it's actually really, really amazing.
Huh.
Sorry.
His isn't weekly, though, so it's easier to catch up with that.
Yeah, but, you know,
I think it's like every 2 weeks.
Tuffley, here's what Rob did. He basically was telling me how he didn't have time to listen to all this stuff. So what he did is he got me addicted to it so he could filter all the music through me, which makes him a bastard, but completely brilliant.
It was not the plan.
It's not the plan. It just sort of happened.
I keep I'm close to getting us Radio 6 shirts, although they're wondering why somebody in Middle America wants them, but I'm working on it.
They just need to give us a show. That's what we need. If Iggy Pop can do a show from here, certainly we can.
Yeah, I know.
We'll take his slot. Give him a slot and then give it to us.
I'm surprised. I'm betting that he'll do something syndicated now, either on satellite or along the lines of what Rollins or Little Stevie does.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. Because I got to tell you, it's really hard to listen to the Little Stevie show and Rollins and Iggy Pop and Craig Charles and Giles Peterson.
Well, because that's your entire week.
And then there's still other great stuff, yeah.
And then there's stuff like, you know, the BBC Six new stuff, and then they bring in people for mixes, and I'm just like, ah, oh, fuck. Yeah.
And then there's on the radio app, you can listen to different BBC radio stations in smaller towns. So, like, the Radio Manchester has a really great Northern Soul show, and there's a couple, like, really small. They're not named guys, but there's, like, a guy who does nothing but, like, big band swing from, like, the 30s, and it's amazing. But, yeah.
God.
There's a guy in Portsmouth, I think, that does an all Tom Waits show every week. It's a 1 hour of Tom Waits every week.
Oh, God. No. That's not healthy. Now maybe if – because that would be a week. My friend Debbie, she said – this is true. She had to take all the Tom Waits out of her car because if she started playing Tom Waits, her car would drive itself to a bar.
Yeah.
True story. You got to be careful of that, folks. Listen to Tom Waits responsibly.
Well, now it would just activate Siri.
Find me a bar, Siri.
And,
stop. You are depressing me.
I am picking something with a higher beats per minute rate.
But yeah, the Giles Peterson show is just phenomenal because, like, here's some Saudi Arabian pop from 1958, and you're just like, I will never find this.
Frighteningly, you can at least, like, you can find it on YouTube, most stuff, because generally the person who does own it will put it on a turntable and play it and film that, which is kind of crazy.
Yes.
So, yeah. So there you go. We've just ruined your lives, listeners, if you like music.
Hold on, wait.
Oh, God. What?
Oh, what wait till you're sad.
What have you done?
See, if Tom Waits did a radio show, ..
What? Holy crap, what is this?
That's my favorite record store in the whole wide world. If I only had to pick one. Just one.
Holy shit.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, someday if you ever went to Chicago and filmed me shopping there, it would be painful.
I'm doomed. Oh, shit, I didn't know Lost Themes came out.
Yeah, sorry.
Fuck! The John Carpenter album. Oh!
Oh, I just thought it was the theme tune to Lost.
Remember, that panel's not happening. You pissed off Sober Lee.
No, the panel did happen. The panel did happen. It was just a dream.
But you can also use that as a guide for stuff you want to listen to and sort of look for it elsewhere and sort of know it's out there. So
Rough Guide to Psychedelic India. Oh, God.
You should look up Saharan cell phones.
Yes, you told me about that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, that's my week ruined.
Sorry.
No, you're not.
I am. I don't want to go
sexy. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Hey, she'll be fine as long as I'm not playing dubstep. That's the bit she won't forgive you for.
Oh, you should make her hear the Sound of Music dubstep record then.
Oh God, no! None of those work. None of them work. They're all horrible.
Yeah, now the thing is they're taking musicals, so there's like a Jesus Christ Superstar dubstep. There's
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Oh, that's not right.
No, but it's awesome.
No, it can't be.
It gives them something to do.
What I'm waiting for, Rob, is the dubstep jukebox musical.
Please, sir, can I have some more bass?
No, I'm looking for someone to take the music of Skrillex and turn it into a musical.
You know, it's getting.
It'll happen.
It gets to oversaturation when it's Cat's dubstep version. That's how we know it's gone too far.
Yeah. But, you know.
Welcome to the heavy side.
Yeah, John, if your kids ever come home and ask you what dubstep is, that's when you need to have an intervention.
What if they come home and ask me who Katy Perry is?
that's not so bad.
Yeah.
She killed it.
The thing that was funny about that
say it.
There's all these people. I was in the record store.
Oh, it was all Missy Elliott. Come on.
Actually, I was at a record store this morning, and somebody asked who Missy Elliott was, because they're like, I saw that Nicki Minaj wannabe, and the clerk behind the store, behind the counter, was very nice in explaining who Missy Elliott was. But apparently Missy Elliott's like, if people don't know who I am, that's cool. I got my fans. But yeah.
Is she still regularly releasing stuff? Because I haven't heard a single from her in like 10 years.
You know, the last time she released an album was like, I think 2009, 10-ish.
Yeah, okay. She doesn't really need to.
Yeah.
No.
She's got other stuff going on, but...
I know she's written stuff for other people lately.
Yeah.
Am I the only one who wanted to shoot the sound guy, though, for the broadcast? I don't know why we were listening to the stadium feed. Why weren't listening to a direct feed?
Oh, well, that's probably something screw up.
You know, NBC did that with the Olympics too. So with like the performances and the opening ceremony, I seem to recall they did the same thing.
Yeah, and it's a horrible idea.
Although they're giving you like Atmos because like you can hear the crowd screaming or something. I don't know.
Although in that case. In the opening ceremony case, they actually hadn't cleared many of the songs being used during the opening ceremony.
So they want them to be heard loud, like in a bad format. They don't have to pay for them.
Well, it didn't help that in the NBC broadcast that Matt Lauer and the two commentators wouldn't shut up during any of the performances. Oh, the Arctic Monkeys are about to do my favorite ever Beatles song, and they'd keep talking over it.
I first heard the song back in 1975. I was only a boy at the time.
Like, Costas and Lauer wouldn't just shut up. Oh, let's enjoy it. No, wait, let's talk more about it.
You guys didn't pay to be here, therefore we can do whatever the fuck we like. Screw you, people.
Screw the kids.
Oh, yeah. We can do that. Hold on. Yeah, here we go. There you go. There
screw
you
the
go.
Kids.
There you are.
Oh. Oh, 2-CD set of live performances at the Apollo.
Sorry.
Oh.
I'm not sure what's happening here, but...
We're just making a sex noise.
I'm talking about landing on Mars.
I believe I believe Widge is enjoying this a little too much.
I think Cassette has brought back the edible buns from earlier.
Just take it off and fuck me. I'm checking out the Dusty Groove.
I think this is the most enjoyment Widge has ever gotten from any of these, and there are a lot of them. So,
what, buns or grooves?
No, these
podcasts.
Oh, and I still haven't got on pants.
Sorry, man.
What? You're sorry I don't have pants?
No, it's the greatest waste of time ever, that site.
Yeah.
For those playing at home, if you'd like to know, it's Dusty Groove. Is it Dusty Groove or Grooves?
Yeah. DustyGroove.com.
Yes,
Dusty
there you go.
DustyGroove.com. Play along at home, folks.
So there you go. So
sorry, my cat's sleep is being disturbed by this podcast at the moment.
Everyone's sleep has been
disturbed by this podcast.
Exactly.
Everyone in general has been disturbed by it.
This is very true, which is why we're winning the Parsec.
By the way, I thought I'd mention this because at least two of the people were involved in one of the incarnations of it. Do you know NBC is doing Red Nose?
Really?
Yes. NBC is doing an American version of Red Nose.
They did them in the past, didn't they? Back in the 80s or something?
Well, they did Comic Relief, but it was lame.
No, they are seriously – NBC put a promo up. They are seriously doing a version of Red Nose. And apparently some of the British people are involved too. So,
well, you got to be careful because I did watch the first episode of Drunk History UK.
Yeah.
And it's just not as good.
Although, and I have to say this, they are. I think the cable networks are lining up. Oh, the cable networks are lining up to want to do an American version of Black Mirror, which I'm terrified of.
I don't even know how that works. I mean, unless you're doing it on like Showtime or HBO.
Yeah, it's Showtime and HBO and AMC, and they're all kind of wanting to do it.
But with new happy endings.
But no, I did see the promo for
They just can't do the episode Downey bought the rights to.
True. No, I did see the promo for season two of Penny Dreadful, which I'm looking forward to.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That show made me happy. So I'm looking forward to that. Dun dun dun. So should we mosey towards recommendations? We lost Scott somewhere.
It's all right.
That
it happens.
Did anyone notice him missing? Come on.
I did, but
I think we were just waiting for the moment to interrupt him, actually. So when it didn't come, we realized, oh shit, now we've got to talk now. Damn it.
But it's okay. We got through it somehow.
Everybody talk now.
Oh God. It hurts. So, who wants to go first? Recommendations.
Okay.
Go, Tuffling!
We were promised Jetpacks have a third album out, which was surprising to me, and they put it out in October. And I don't understand how I missed that. But it's called Unraveling, and it's quite good. So check that out if you like Scottish funky rock. Nice stuff. After that, Ed, I went through my Christmas loot last time, so that's all I got right now.
Well, there you have it. All right, who's next then?
I recommend Cats.
The musical?
Sure. The dubstep soundtrack.
Okay.
And also the feline beings. If you're at home getting things done, why not spice things up and get Cats?
Because if you didn't think you had enough housework, just wait.
Yeah. If you thought you didn't know where that stinky smell came from before, well, wait till you get your cat in, folks. Cats. It's what's not for dinner.
Or it will be at the farm.
Only in certain countries.
Cats. Oh, yeah. Just for the camera's sake. Cats. They'll lick their butt in front of your friends.
You're welcome, Internet.
Let me show you what I think of this podcast. Get back in the hallway, bitch.
That's good, but.
See, this is the kind of thing Cinemax is giving up.
This is Aaron full time.
This is the kind of thing that Cinemax is giving up for prestige television, people.
You sure you want to get rid of the cat? It seems like a good source of material for you.
Oh, I've got like a good 5-minute bit written for it. I'm doing my first stand-up show at the end of the month.
Nice.
Oh, hey, congratulations.
Yeah, no. Probably not.
So
it's weird. I'm not convinced that's why I'm
being supportive before the fact, Aaron.
Exactly. So hold on to your commiserations for later.
Well, you're just like any other stand-up comedian.
To be supportive, you know.
You hate yourself before you even get on stage.
So where can we see it live streamed?
Jesus, hell, I think is right.
Wait, hey, I believe that would be on dustygroove.com.
You're funny. Tell me a joke. Come on, give me a joke there, funny man.
I watched a few like different kind of documentaries recently, and there's a phrase that I hear when they ask members of the public like why someone's funny, and you'll hear this a lot, is where someone will say, it's just, you know, I'm laughing when he just walks out, like I just have to see him, you just have to say anything and I'm just laughing at him. I'm kind of,
that's depressing.
Well,
you're gonna win that contest. There you go.
Yay! Yeah.
I mean, I'm funny looking if nothing, so you know, we're set. But no, my first stand up set is it's like a 5 minute set. It's all it is, but it's all about the time. It's a true story. I tell an anecdote about how I had a foursome with an ex girlfriend, her father, and their dog. So.
There's a trailer for you, folks.
There's a trailer.
That is what we call in the biz a tease.
Lynch movie.
He is the Aaron will be appearing as the warm up act for the local Pinewood Derby competition.
and Meth Expo, apparently.
Pinewood and Meth Expo coming to Los Angeles.
Derby and Meth Expo.
Yeah, the foursome, it's called Requiem for a Dream 2. Dream Harder. With a dubstep remix of the soundtrack by the Kronos Quartet.
You just haven't dreamed it hard enough, baby.
Oh, God.
Y'all are weird.
Yes, it's only us.
All right. Who wants to follow that? Oh, that would be Rob.
Okay, keeping with two quick themes, not to pressure Widge with anything else, but Toughly will care. There's a brand new record out from Denga Fever called The Deepest Lake.
Oh, nice.
And it's really good. Have you heard Denga Fever yet, Widge?
Yes, I've heard some.
Okay, good. All right. I didn't want to send you into another spiral of...
No, there's a difference between here is one band and their new album, and here is this cavalcade of music that you didn't know was available.
Yeah, believe me, I know. I'm working when I listen to them, so I have to carry a notepad with me to write it all down. So, yes.
I'm talking about Dusty Groove. I'm like, what the fuck?
Sorry. So, anyway, Denga Fever. They're from Cambodia. They have a new record out. It's quite good. Toughly had mentioned we were promised Jetpacks. I wanted to talk about another band from Scotland on the same label as them, Fat Cat Records.
Yeah.
And called The Twilight Sad. No one wants to be here and no one wants to leave. And their press kit for it is great because I like them anyway. I like their last record, but it just has across the top of it Scottish gloom. And I'm like, okay, I'm in. So, yeah. And it's really, really, really good. And they are making the rounds in our country very soon. And, yeah, so I recommend that as well, The Twilight Sad. And I would be completely remiss, and I know I'm excited, but probably no one else is. It's the 30th anniversary of the release of the Jesus and Mary Jane debut record, Psycho Candy. They're touring. They're playing the whole record in its entirety.
They are.
Yeah. Although the very first time I saw them, they played for 17 minutes with their back to the audience and walked off the stage, which I think is kind of brilliant and funny. So, yeah, if you've not heard Psycho Candy, if you like any of this like fuzzy feedback, noisy, awash kind of stuff, that is for you. Definitely worth checking out. And then I'm going to recommend a movie that's a little older, but it's also quite fun, called Swing Kids. And... it's basically about a bunch of kids that listen to jazz records in the bridge is the gap between Weimar Germany and the Reich Germany. And it's got the guy from Mark Sean Leonard, or Scott, whatever the hell his name is, from Dead Poets Society. And there's a ton of other people in it. Christian Bale's in it. I think it's Christian Bale's first movie. And it's got a ton of cameos by British actors who've been in other things, including...
was Doc this Martin before or has, after Newsies?
This is before. This is like...
Christian Bale.
Yeah.
We Christian Bale.
Yeah, he's a teenager in it. So,
yeah.
And then it's also got Martin Clunes from Doc Martin as like a Nazi soldier. So Swing Kids, it's a really good music about records and music and, you know, trying to keep the music alive under an oppressive... circumstance, because as you can imagine, they don't like black jazz artists in Nazi Germany. So or Jewish jazz artists in Nazi Germany, for that matter.
What about either Jewish black jazz artists who run really fast?
There is that in the movie as well. Yes. So
never again. Oscar.
And again, Craig Charles from Red Dwarf has a radio show on Radio 6, and he also has, I believe, 3, maybe 4 compilation CDs. Get those as well. And also, film-wise, I saw a movie called A Most Violent Year this weekend with Oscar Isaac and Jessica Chastain. At some point, Jessica Chastain is going to have to actually get an Oscar because she's one of those people that can actually, you know, do this thing called acting. But it's not quite a mafia movie, but not quite not a mafia movie. It's a really sort of intriguing look at New York in 1981 and the dealings of such underhanded people versus being honest versus not being honest in that type of an environment. So Jessica Chastain is the wife. Oscar Isaac is the husband. He owns a heating and oil company, and his wife is the son or is the daughter of a mob boss. And those two worlds collide sort of a lot. So there you go. Done.
Hey, Rob, I was going to ask you, have you gotten a chance to see were you able to see Kingsman yet?
No, not yet. Thursday.
Okay, because it's a Colin Firth film, so obviously Kim is dragging me to it, and I'm just wondering if it's going to
But it's also a Michael Caine film.
Yes, so.
And it looks like Colin Firth is playing a young Michael Caine.
Okay.
I mean, if you look at who's in it, it looks like it could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it looks like it could be fun. It's still a Colin Firth film, so I'm always apprehensive.
It's Matthew Vaughn, too.
Yes. So
Colin Firth hasn't made a horrible movie. I mean,
he hasn't made a horrible movie. He's just made a lot of movies that I could probably sleep through.
A few of my friends have seen it and they've given it 2 thumbs up. They seem to have really come out of it excitedly, like kind of into it. So it still won't make me want to see it
It does look like it's a lot of fun. It looks like the Avengers movie that should have been made. But
I'm interested now.
So Rob, Seventh Son is opening this weekend, right?
Oh God.
after like 2 years of delays, right?
I think it is. Yeah.
Is it
nationwide or is it limited?
I think it's nationwide.
It's nationwide.
Because Jupiter Ascending's what, next week?
Oh, don't even get me started on that.
Oh, God.
Wait, have you seen it?
They had a screening yesterday afternoon, and bear in mind, it's a free screening. People were leaving.
Wow.
That keeps happening with that movie.
People left at Sundance.
Well, again, as somebody pointed out, Sundance really probably isn't the best place to premiere a film like that.
The best thing I heard somebody say is that, you know, Eddie Redmayne was the Oscar front runner until this movie came out.
Oh, damn.
God.
Wow.
I'm told it's very pretty, though.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous in the same way that what's the David Mitchell thing? Oh, God.
Well, Cloud Atlas, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, it's beautiful in the way that Cloud Atlas was visually beautiful, but it's not Cloud Atlas.
Well, but I mean, isn't it my question is it just
it's more Event Horizon than Cloud Atlas? If Event Horizon had looked like Cloud Atlas, that is what you'd be watching.
Well, if Event Horizon had just kept its original fucking script, it would have been amazing.
I know.
Ugh.
I know.
But is it just cheesy sci-fi and people don't know how to handle cheesy sci-fi? I mean,
because it's Flash Gordon.
It's just, you know,
because these are the people who brought you Cloud Atlas, but they did also bring you Speed Racer, which should have been actually awesome.
Yeah, it should have been awesome. But the problem is that, you know, even Eddie Redmayne at some point just gives up. I'm not even acting, you know.
Well, see, my point is it seems like there's kind of going to be a competition between Seventh Son and Jupiter Ascending for which film can tank faster.
Yeah, which means they'll both do really well. So, which I don't know, man. That's like sending somebody to see, you know,
God, what's that? What's that Travolta movie you hate so much?
Which
Battlefield
one?
Earth.
Which one?
Battlefield Earth.
Yeah. No, yes.
Okay. Now, to be fair,
he's not the only one who hates that. By the way.
Wait. Battlefield Earth is fucking hilarious. Okay.
Yes. Exactly.
I laughed so hard in Battlefield Earth that I personally think that it is one of the funniest movies of the last 20 years.
You know, if you view it as one of the road films, I think that works.
Yeah.
Are you saying, wait, you don't mean a sequel road to the, you don't mean a sequel to the road, right?
No.
Oh,
like,
thank fuck.
You know, like you know, the old road comedies.
Oh. Bob Hope and Bing Crosby.
You know, the Road to Xenu.
Nice. Somebody get on that.
You know, if only
together now.
If only science and religion could merge.
No, I mean, see it if you like seeing science fiction films, by all means, but don't expect a whole lot. I don't. But it looks great. You know.
I've still got to go be dragged to Black Hat at some point. So.
Oh.
I know.
Now I have to tell her to do her laundry. And then sneak out.
Should I do the laundry instead? No, honey, I have to do your laundry.
Okay. Everyone talked about it on the podcast, and we were humiliated. I have to do the laundry.
Wow. Wow, that's a shame. So Black Hat is 30% on Rotten Tomatoes.
And it's a Michael Mann film, so I'm kind of like, really? All right.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But Leviathan's great. The Russian thing.
Definitely. Oh, yeah.
Leviathan.
It's the Russian nominee for best film.
Oh, I thought you meant like that crazy Deep Star 6 ripoff from like the 90s or whatever it was.
No.
Oh, I was really confused. No. Really confused. I mean, more than usual.
Sorry.
When was that? I don't think yes,
about an hour ago.
1989. There you go.
Let's forget that year.
I was 6.
Shut up. I graduated high school.
In 89. Did you graduate early?
Yeah, I graduated at 16.
Oh, okay.
And then
he's a fucking super genius.
Well, it's also Alabama.
Yeah, I'm that's true. That's absolutely accurate. I'm not a super genius, just of average intelligence. I mean, I have told you about the high school graduation exam. I mean, come on. So
what is a circle? What color is red?
Yes, thank you.
Can you identify who your cousin looks like?
That's where everyone stumbles. That is where everyone stumbles. Well, he's my cousin, but he's also my brother.
Yeah.
Well, they've adapted that app from
Fair
Iceland.
Enough.
I mean, to their advantage, though, they have more fingers and toes than most people, so they should be good at mathematics.
Well, and also, if you don't understand a question in Alabama, you just write roll tide, and they'll give you the...
Sports jokes. To their credit... Sadly, to their credit, they have gay marriage now, and Georgia does not. So, go figure.
Well, not by their own free will.
Oh, no. No, Alabama is usually kicking and screaming into the 20th century. So,
although Widget is kind of funny, Alabama's been forced into gay marriage.
It's because it's Adam and Georgia, not Adam and George.
For a second, Tuff, when you said Alabama, I thought of the band, and then I was very scared.
I swear to God, I was driving this weekend, and one of those stupid countdown shows I was clicking past, and it was on the 80s channel, and I remember Alabama had actual top 40 pop hits.
Yeah. Hey, and
it's reasonably
Alabama.
Yeah, I know. It's reasonably like. Oh, that's what I have to live down. Okay, fine. Great. Thanks.
What I want, Rob, is I want a picture of you in Fort Payne, Alabama, in the middle
at the Alabama Museum.
At the Alabama Museum. At the statues. I want the four of them because they're all lined up. And then I want you, Rob, with your grumpy face, i.e. your face.
Oh, thanks.
All your pictures, you kind of look very disgruntled. Like, it's
well,
like
the Bell's palsy. I can't smile.
It's like somebody just started playing, like, you know, the theme from Robin Hood that what's-his-face from Canada did.
No. Basically, in 1998, I got Bell's palsy. So, like the half of my face was paralyzed, so I physically can't smile.
Oh,
I've told you this.
No, I did not know this.
I will say
this. Widge, why are you making fun of him? Jeez, Widge, we all knew this. You knew this.
I did not know
this. Why are you embarrassing the man?
I did not know this.
I don't always like having my picture taken. And so, therefore, sometimes I do look grumpy.
That's true. The one thing I remember him telling me was that he thought that his soul was going to be stolen. If
no, that's
the fact
that I don't know.
So I understand that bit, because I always have to have a prop to distract people from my face.
Yeah. It's
his
just
penis.
Like the awkward Thanksgiving dinner you missed. That now you're having it. You're having it now, listener. Congratulations.
It's fine.
If you didn't get to go home this year,
I wasn't even drinking.
Who are the four statues of?
So sad.
So this thing in Alabama, who are there four statues of?
The group Alabama.
Oh, my God.
Hey, no. There's an Alabama Museum in Fort Payne, Alabama.
Oh, I thought that you were talking about the Alabama Music Hall of Fame.
No.
Closed. That closed.
That closed.
Because
so who has Lionel Richie's jumpsuit?
I don't know. Okay, hang on. Here are the pictures.
It's probably Kim.
It's probably still on Craigslist, though.
Oh yeah, this is perfect. We get you and we get you and a guitar, and we pose you down.
How far is this place from you?
How far away is Fort Payne from here, Tevely?
Oh,
about halfway to Huntsville, really.
Yeah, if you do that weird sort of back roads drive from Atlanta to, you drive through Fort Payne. Yes, exactly.
Oh my
that.
God, really?
It's about 2 hours away.
Okay, I don't know whether I'm more frightened of the statues or the fact that Alabama has a Music Hall of Fame.
No, it doesn't
well,
anymore.
They don't
it's
now.
Closed.
No, I mean the band no, Alabama.
This is a museum for
That's
them.
Funny. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That frightens
just
me.
Just for that.
Yeah, and what's crazy was the Alabama Music Hall of Fame was – you remember this, Tuffley? It was on the way to Memphis in the middle of fucking nowhere past the Quad Cities, past Muscle Shoals, in the upper northwest corner of the state.
Because I'm walking to Memphis. I'm walking past the Alabama Hall of Fame.
That's like the worst song ever.
Yeah, it was supposed to be around the recording studios.
Yeah,
there was nothing there. I mean, unless
nothing there.
Unless Muscle Shoals, I've seen where the studios were at Muscle Shoals. They still exist.
Yeah,
so does the town of Muscle Shoals.
Yeah, there was a movie about there was a doc about that a couple of years ago.
That's great.
The sign basically said, yeah, Lionel Richie's jumpsuit.
Wow.
that was their claim to fame, like the whole – oh, wait a minute. Wait, hang on.
Lionel Richie's jumpsuit is a great ska punk band.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic. Oh, wait. No, there's another one open. In Tuscany.
Did they move it? That's still nowhere.
They reopened it. I mean, it's still
This is more time than anybody has ever dedicated to music in Alabama.
Now, hold on. It's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame. This is important.
I'm from Alabama, and I'm laughing at that.
To the five people that go to the Alabama.
Wait. Oh,
well,
no,
John. John, that does include all of the members of Alabama and someone else. So
how far is that from that lost luggage place?
Oh, from, it's on the other side of the state.
Oh, damn. Okay. This means I'm going to have to actually get out of there.
See, I was going to make a joke that it's actually still inside the Enclave Baggage Center.
Oh, my God, yeah. Tuscumbia is about four hours from here. It is 4 hours from here.
I would not do that. That is a scary, scary, scary trip. I would not do that.
Wow.
It's got to be a way homer, Widge.
That would be a huge way homer.
I'll come down for it, but yeah, I don't know.
You know, I seem to recall there being a podcast about a road trip, and that didn't go well.
Wait, let me see. So who are the latest inductees? Let's see. Wait a minute. So when was the last okay.
They couldn't afford to induct people.
Apparently not.
Apparently they could barely afford the move to Tuscumbia, okay?
Yeah, their last inductees were 2011. Oh wow.
Well, they're running out of people.
Bad horror porn.
And that was from a Kmart, and that was then live from a Kmart that was closing.
Yeah, so
that's
so
just awesome.
In 2010, it was Paul Hornsby, Jerry Kerrigan, Eddie Levert, and the Blind Boys of Alabama.
Duh, the Blind Boys of Alabama.
So yeah, so there you go. It apparently exists. What are the hours and rates? Let's see that. Hang on. Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5. $10 for adults. $8 for students and seniors.
So wait, they don't like Mondays. Is that what we're saying? About the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, that they don't like Mondays.
Yeah, and coming up this Saturday, they have a Swampette tour. Judy Hood, the wife of bass player David Hood, one of the famous Swampers, is going to take you on a trolley bus to visits to the sites like the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, not necessarily the Music Hall of Fame, but like them, Fame Studios, and 3614 Jackson Highway, which is the home to Muscle Shoals Sound Studios.
Well, they say bus trip, but they don't really promise bringing you back. So, you know, it's kind of like answering a Craigslist ad.
For a cat.
Wow. I'm selling a cat and a GoPro. Just meet me.
What I like is that like some of their inductees are so obscure that like 11 of them don't have pictures.
Well, if they were pre-area blues musicians, they wouldn't. If they were like really old turn of the century blues guys, they probably wouldn't.
Oh, welcome to the comedy podcast, Rob.
No. That's factual. So we do get a grant because he said that.
Yeah, and actually, what Eric can do, because he lives in the same country, he can get Bono to start a campaign to get photographs of all the great lost blues musicians of Alabama. Looking all busy, won't make any more records.
Bob Geldof will just do another Live Aid for it, that's all. Give us fucking money.
He doesn't like Mondays either. So.
I would totally get Rob a t-shirt from this place. Shit. Oh, well. What can you do?
Oh, my God. It's just for a while.
I know. I know it is.
So who's next for recommendations?
I believe that would be me.
John, did you have a chance to think of any?
I would like to
recommend. 12 minutes.
I would like to recommend I Could Pee on This and Other Poems by Cats.
Oh, that's a great book.
With great poems such as I lick your nose, I lick your nose, I lick your nose again, I drag my claws down your eyelids, oh you're up, feed me, and I could of course pee on this, her new sweater doesn't smell of me, I could pee on that, she's gone out for the day and left her laptop on the counter, I could pee on that.
Are you sure this isn't an R. Kelly poem?
Her new boyfriend just pushed my head away. I could pee on him. She's ignoring me, ignoring her. I could pee everywhere. She's making up for it by putting me on her lap. I could pee on this. I could pee
I'm
on
still
this.
I'm not hearing anything that's any different from R. Kelly.
So, yes, I could pee on this in hardcover. Is only $8.50. So, on Amazon.com. If you want to buy it, go to www.needcoffee.com/Aaron's Amazon cat giveaway.
Yeah.
I'd Have buy you the ever book, wanted a cat? Aaron, you're living the dream.
That's in fact, Aaron's, the cat's been peeing on Aaron through this whole podcast.
Actually, the cat's been peeing on Aaron's dream. That's why.
I'm living the nightmare, I think.
No, that is just the cat pee.
I become nose deaf to it now. I mean, it's just air.
I know, but your friends, when they come over, they're not.
You think my friends come over?
I think you have friends.
Golden slumbers fill your eyes. So that's for you, Yoko. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. So yes, if you too would like to lose a cat. Sorry, Din. Dear God. So, yes, John is absolutely correct. If you go to needcoffee.com/Amazon, it takes you to the front page of Amazon, just like you went to the front page of Amazon. Except when you buy stuff from Amazon, which everyone does if they're smart, it provides kickbacks, which help keep us at least keep the lights on and at least here free of cat pee. For my recommendations, I could have sworn that this had been released previously, but apparently next week during our off week, Race for Your Life, Charlie Brown, the
really
best of the Peanuts movies, is being released on DVD. Now,
nice.
I could have sworn that had been out before.
I think it's coming back into print. It was out of print for a while.
Okay, because I couldn't find – normally when something is out of print, you can at least find copies of it used on Amazon, but I could not. So,
because I want to say it was bundled with one of the other movies
maybe,
for a while.
You know, maybe you're right, because they did a whole bunch of series of like three or four of them, and it would be like – one or two of the good ones plus two of the – like, it's Arbor Day, Charlie Brown, or some of the shitty ones from they did from the 90s or whatever it was.
So, you got stuck for an Oscar, Charlie Brown.
So there is that.
Only because his name was Charlie Brown.
Yeah, I know. I was just thinking that.
Is that because they have a Charlie Brown movie coming out that they're doing this?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I saw the trailers. I was filled with hope. And cat pee.
Oh, this is fascinating me to know and which.
I think if we attach GoPros to the cat, that would be a lovely, lovely, lovely film.
So I also want to recommend all of the BBC Radio 6 shows that Rob has been talking about, because I don't want to be the only person with an iPhone full of.
Sorry.
No, you're not.
They hold more though, so you're fine.
Yeah, I know.
No, I do. I didn't do it on purpose.
Wiz, you gave up your Samsung. What the hell?
Yeah, a while back.
I miss those tales of woe.
Yeah, every time something wonky happens with the iPhone, which honestly isn't that much. Oddly, the thing that works not so great on the iPhone is playing music. Go figure. But then again, their iTunes sucks too. So, but I mean, what can you do? But nothing is as bad as that fucking Samsung. So I am happy every day. So, although. To prove that there is no God, my mom just got a Samsung. So, yeah, see? No God.
Did she get a note? What'd
she get? I have no idea. But now suddenly I'm back in the Samsung support business. So,
Yeah. That's the hell waiting for me shortly.
Sorry.
How's that? Oh, go ahead, Tuffley.
I was going to say Samsung's and Cat Pee. Is that the title of the show?
That'll be the UK title.
Ah.
So, John, how is that Samsung in your garage?
It's still in my garage.
There you go. Fucking Hydra.
It's like the elf on the shelf, the Samsung in the garage. That'll be a children's book.
A terrifying children's book.
You know, yeah, Elf on the Shelf is truly frightening and evil.
Well, yeah. Especially now that
yes, because
all the sets where you can dress him up and stuff. I mean, that's just...
Although, where the bookstore I used to work at, we had the woman that made that for a book signing, and she was like the nicest lady ever.
Oh, they usually are. They usually are. They're usually the nicest people, and you can't yell at them for the thing they've created.
Yeah.
Because they're nice, unfortunately. Yeah. Because you want them to be assholes. You want them to be assholes so that you can say your fucking horrible creation is sickeningly cute.
I said nothing when they released Elf on the Shelf because I did not read Elf on the Shelf. I said nothing when they released. Never mind. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Very, very nice.
Thank you. All right. Well, I suppose before Aaron succumbs to
sunrise,
even more tasty. What?
Oh, I thought you were still. Never mind.
Before Aaron lands on Mars, we're going to. Wander
Where are
away.
These podcasts on the website of doom.com? Sorry.
What?
I was trying to plug my JFS podcast.
Oh, right. Yeah, that with the new guy.
Hi, JJ.
Hi, JJ.
Absent tonight.
Who's not listening to this either?
This week, the role of JJ Hawkins will be played by Aaron Fever.
Did you say he's abstinent tonight?
No, he's on absent.
Absent.
Oh. Well, it does make the heart grow fonder. So, as we try to fumble our way out of this particular podcast hell we've created for ourselves, I think it's reached that time in the podcast where we all should simply stare at each other in somewhat amazement and simply be glad that Farrell Lee is not in the hallway waiting for us.
Or Farrell.
Farrell Lee? But she's not happy.
Mostly just Farrell's hat.
She's not happy, Rob. It's not going to work.
You don't want to be, you know, needlessly attacked by a large hat.
Is it just me or was that the sorting hat?
Yes.
It did appear to be. Well, it was the sorting hat, but it was the Canadian sorting hat because it had like a little brim to it. So.
Previously on hat.
It sort of looked like. It sort of looked like the Canadian Mountie sorting hat, which is like they tell you which area of the tundra you'll be patrolling. So
you're in House Wendigo.
Oh, hey, Tuffley.
Yes.
Speaking of Canada, your Jets are doing well.
Well, they were, but they seem to be on a bit of a slump. But they were doing well. I think they're still in the playoffs right now.
Yeah.
Which is good because the Kings are the closest to catching them, and they probably will. So.
What team is that?
Winnipeg. The Jets.
Winnipeg Jets.
Artist formerly known as the Atlanta Thrashers. God, we can name them.
I still have to get a Thrashers jersey somewhere.
I have two already. Actually, I have three.
Yeah, I have a friend that collects them, and he was so excited because he got a Cleveland Barons one.
Yeah.
Like, ooh. But it's white, so I would never wear it. But.
Yeah, I think the curiosity that – there was that brief period of time in, like, the 79 to, like, early 80s where Calgary – Atlanta had the Calgary team for a while.
Yeah.
And I tried to find a jersey from that the other day. Not that I actually want one. That I just wanted to see how if they if someone still had one. And very strange. We can just name teams. The Atlanta Fire. That was not a good name.
I thought they were Atlanta Flames, weren't they?
Atlanta Flames, yeah. Not a good name.
Yeah.
Not a good name.
If it had been the Atlanta Fire Incorporated, then they could have been going nowhere fast. Wow. That worked better than I thought.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of some sort of Earth, Wind, and Fire joke.
All right. Well.
Wonderful.
Yes, that having all been said, we should run away
Thank
now.
Thank you.
Run away.
And John, I'm sorry Lee was mean to you.
I'm used to it, really.
I know.
It's just a warm-up to 50 days anyway.
But it's still not nice.
John, if at any point during 50 days you need to order a pizza, just let us know.
I like to call it 50 days with Lee.
Oh, we should totally do that.
50 Shades of Lee?
Yes.
And you can put a different sound beat from her every day.
Wait, that's the talkback show. That's the after show.
I think just for a joke, one time we should do an after show. We have John and a special guest on 50 Shades of Lee.
We have Aaron do his best Hardwick imitation.
Which is to say,
I got that at Dragon Con this year. Somebody came up to me at the end of the last panel and it says, "Can I get a picture of you? You're like the Irish Chris Hardwick."
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I was like, oh, I'll take it. I don't mind.
Did you give her points?
He's a successful man. I need to get me some of that Nerdist money.
Do we need to start introducing you as Irish Chris Hardwick impersonator?
Yeah. Aaron, the Irish Chris Hardwick.
The full time.
It sounds like the worst nickname for a boxer. And in this corner, the Irish Chris Hardwick. Aaron Fever.
I never got
to... Basically, you need to host a show called At 5 a.m. because when it's midnight here, it's 5 a.m. there.
That's very true.
There you go.
Which we're very close to right now.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of which.
People would confuse it with the old Big Breakfast show.
Good times.
Oh, God.
Oh, we need to let him sleep.
Yeah, we all need
I'm unemployed. Fuck it. Yeah, go. We all need it. We need an excuse to get off this fucking podcast.
We need to get away.
It was nice seeing you, though.
Yeah.
It was nice hearing you.
I'm just gonna wave like it's a bad quiz show on TV, where you just keep waving while the credits go.
Oh, it's nice having you.
That's nice a Price is Right. Price is Right wave.
Yeah.
What was the name of the book again?
My arm's getting tired. End the fucking podcast.
And
never.
And while the credits go, the cat just walks up and pees.
This will be the part where we replace the theme from Sanford and Son and we roll the credit.
I might just do that.
All right.
Fine.
Bye, folks.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Look out for the cat.
And here's Dakota.
All right. Someone there?